Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
And today is Wednesday, March 18th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Pennsylvania Task Force 1 has deployed crews to set up at Citizens Bank Park. Two tractor trailers were being unloaded yesterday, and tents with PATF-1 written on top were being raised. The Pennsylvania Task Force 1 is one of 28 operational and deployable groups established by FEMA that can respond to a disaster. The sports complex is one of the sites being considered by officials as the coronavirus testing location. The city of Philadelphia is working with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to stand up testing sites for COVID-19 coronavirus. Details about the sites are still being finalized to ensure the safety of anyone being tested and the staff that will work them, a city spokesperson said. For neighbors, this is creating quite a bit of anxiety, as you can imagine. The city hasn't confirmed that testing will take place at the center being created at the ballpark, but something is certainly happening there as they set up. The city of Philadelphia says as of Tuesday at 1 p.m., there are 18 reported cases of the coronavirus in the city.
So I was watching a lot of stuff on this, just trying to see how things are progressing. And it was actually bizarrely comforting to see all the stuff in place and all the plans they have for, for example, medical vessels, military medical vessels, and using hotels that aren't being used if there is an overflow. They have to work from a worst case scenario back. We're not at worst case scenario, but it's always good to be prepared and to see them starting to do things like this. Actually, I know people get nervous, but it should be a sign of, okay, things are moving in the right direction.
You mentioned hotels. Are hotels open?
Good question, Kathy. So. At least in some cases, with occupancy down and stuff like that, they were talking on a national level and talking about things with FEMA and, just in case. But they are, believe it or not, they're even talking about using cruise ships that aren't being used if it was to get that excessive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Thousands of workers are now eligible for unemployment due to the coronavirus outbreak, and states are making changes and accommodations to expedite benefits. Plus, the feds have announced a plan to send cash to Americans immediately. The announcement came from the White House Tuesday in hopes of stimulating the economy and helping workers whose jobs have been disrupted. Americans can expect the first check of at least $1,000 to go out by the end of April if Congress approves the proposal the White House pitched to Senate Republicans. The official said the size of the check would depend on where we set the income cap for eligibility. A second check would go out 2 months later if the national emergency continued. U.S. Treasury Secretary announced the payments owed to the IRS will be deferred interest-free and penalty-free for 90 days. All you have to do is file your taxes. You'll automatically not get charged interest and penalties. On the state level, unemployment compensation offices are being pounded by a wave of applications. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said, "We saw a record number of unemployment insurance applications Monday, so many that the state system crashed. Fortunately, the New Jersey system is back up and running." Pennsylvania has made some changes to unemployment compensation. Previously, there was a waiting week, meaning you weren't eligible for benefits during your first week of unemployment. That waiting week has been suspended. Work search and work registration requirements are also temporarily waived, which means you are not required to prove that you applied or search for a new job to maintain your unemployment benefits. Many stores are making adjustments to help accommodate older shoppers in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. Starting on Wednesday, all Whole Foods stores will serve customers who are 60 and older 1 hour before opening to the public. The age bracket is considered among the most vulnerable for COVID-19. The special hour allows seniors to shop in less crowded conditions as they would inside the store before any other customers.
I think you're going to see every chain follow suit.
It's a great idea. The exact store hours depends on the location. So Giant has also modified its hours starting on Thursday. All Giant stores will be open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., allowing teams more time to sanitize, stock shelves, and unload deliveries. The first hour of operation between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. would be reserved for customers 60 and older.
How soon before they arrest someone in old age makeup?
Trying to sneak in.
They actually addressed that.
Yeah.
Not the old age makeup, but showing ID you were to go.
I'm 111.
So Giant says although team members will not request ID for entry, the company asks its customers to please respect the purpose of the early opening and to do the right thing for your neighbors. Target, Stop and Shop, and Dollar General are among other stores who have made adjustments to help at-risk shoppers.
When you were out, Preston, we had Dr. Mike on, and he sort of quoted, Apollo 13 and said, in a way, whether you hear stuff like this and adjustments being made and people trying to pitch in and help, that this could be our finest hour. And I think that's a good thing to think about and see all the ideas that are going to help, especially senior citizens. I was watching on the news the other day, people in neighborhoods that know of senior citizens that are going around and making sure that they're okay and doing shopping for them.
Checking on them.
Yeah. It was so inspiring to see that.
Yeah, I saw that as well. Some people actually went grocery shopping for some elderly people who didn't want to leave the house and, you know, they shouldn't. But
right.
this hour ahead of time. So in the morning, there a lot of stores are opening up, giving an extra hour for people 60 and older to go and shop. I think it's a great idea. All right, let's do sports this morning. Kevin Durant is among four Brooklyn Nets players to test positive for coronavirus. In an interview with The Atlantic, Durant said that he is feeling fine and not showing any symptoms. The Nets did not identify any players and said that of the four players, only one is exhibiting symptoms. All four are isolated and undergoing medical care from team physicians, the team said in a statement. Tom Brady will be leaving the New England Patriots. In a series of posts on Instagram, he announced that he is ending his 20-year run with the only NFL team he has ever played for. In his post, he wrote, "Although my football journey will take place elsewhere, I appreciate everything that we have achieved and I'm grateful for the incredible team accomplishments." Last night, it became apparent that Brady intends on signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There is no signing date or announcement officially set up, but according to several reports, Brady's expected to be a Buccaneer. And the Eagles will not pick up the club option on safety Malcolm Jenkins, signaling the departure of one of the most important players for the team over the last 6 years. The team said in a statement, "Malcolm Jenkins has been an outstanding player for us, and we are proud of everything he accomplished both on and off the field during his time in Philadelphia." The Eagles had until yesterday to exercise the option, which would have paid him $7.6 million this season. Jenkins made it clear earlier in the year that he wanted a pay raise and wouldn't play in Philadelphia under his current contract. And that is what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Real quick, the hotel thing. Rob is a truck driver and wants to comment on that. Hey, Rob, good morning, sir.
Hey, what's up, bitches?
Hey, bitch. All right, so you can speak firsthand on hotels, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak firsthand, but my company, I'm a regional truck driver, and I stay in hotels Monday through Friday. So, but I had, you know, I'm talking to them guys, and they're losing a lot of business.
Is your understanding, Rob, that the hotels are open? Because if you're saying truck drivers are currently staying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the case. All right. Yeah.
And I talked to some of my other drivers and, I used to deliver frozen food and I know these guys are very busy. So,
well, that's part of the chain.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you're not able to go, we've been commenting and complimenting the truckers for getting the stuff out there and moving stuff along and getting stuff to stores and you have to rest.
Absolutely.
And so that's part of the chain. So if the hotels are open, that's a good thing.
I take Pineful into my rooms and I nuke everything.
good man. Good man.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm even helping the hotels. Like when I go in, like candles and stuff, I'm like spraying the stuff. I got a bottle in my hand. I'm like, squirt, squirt, you know, right down the line. I'm like, I'm helping.
Nice.
Good for you. And thank you for what you're doing, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right, man. Good to hear you guys back on.
Appreciate it, brother. All right. Well, welcome to midweek, a Wednesday morning. A couple things we do on Wednesdays. Fox Good Day. We'll check on those guys because we get close to 8 a.m. We also have a secret text word today. We're giving away Bezos beer for you, man.
Yeah.
We have a case of Sly Fox Pikeland Pilsner, so why not? Text the word secret to 39333. Later on, we'll ask you to call in with that word, and the designated caller gets a case of beer. Pretty sweet deal.
At this point, we'll also randomly
give away one as well to a random texter. I'm sorry.
Sorry to jump in there, but at this point, that could be considered medicinal as well, right?
Hell yes, it is. You're damn right. I took some medicine last night.
Did you?
I did.
What was your medicine of choice?
It was Corona.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Of course it was. Yeah.
In your face, uninformed.
It was for St. Patrick's Day. No, I had a case of Corona in the fridge, so I dove into it. But I was wearing my Guinness shirt. While I was drinking that in honor of St. Patrick's Day. So,
of course.
Nonetheless, but yes, we'll have your chance to come get you medicine.
Yeah.
Text the word secret to 39333. All right. I have a whole host of entertainment stories that I want to get to. So
All right.
We should go ahead and take a break. And also, I want to remind you today we tried the great experiment, March Sadness. Can we create a sporting event when you're not supposed to be participating in sports right now? We think so.
Yeah.
And we'll be carrying it live on the air. We hope so. we'll also have a chance for you to be able to see this visually. And we're spanning the nation while we do that this morning. See how excited people are? Our in-studio audience are very happy. All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll give that a shot. We're going to do that a little bit after 8 o'clock, by the way. But, yes, and if you've been dying, if you're a fanatic in the world of sports betting, we'll have your chance to place a wager this morning. Not with us.
No.
You're going to find somebody to bet with, but there will be a sporting event on the air this morning live. So make sure that you're a part of that. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So the stupid question prize this morning, case of Sly Fox Pikeland pills. We got a lot of this. They're a beer a month, so we're happy to give that to you. Question, I did not know this one, the answer to this one. What actor played the first openly gay teen character on television back in 1992 on the ABC soap opera One Life to Live?
Huh.
It's a well-known actor, and I did not know this.
Played an openly gay teen.
The first openly gay teen character on television.
Huh.
Back in 1992 on the ABC soap opera One Life to Live. I thought the first one was on... My So-Called Life. There was an openly gay character,
and
that was one of the first.
Soap had Billy Crystal.
Yeah, but he wasn't a teen.
But he
was
wasn't
he?
A teen.
It's oh,
a
that's
teen
right.
Character.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
What first openly gay teen character was on? So we narrowed it down. It's on One Life to Live in 1992. Huh. What famous actor portrayed that? 215-263-WMMR portrayed that character. All right, so today is Wednesday, March 18th. A lot of birthdays today. Vanessa Williams celebrates her birthday today. She's 57 years old.
Still very attractive.
Yeah.
I thought she was Miss America, right?
She was.
Yeah. She was a stunning Miss America.
Very much
and deserved
so.
To win.
Yeah.
And in fact, she even deserved an extra bonus prize after those pictures surfaced.
She did. Yes, they should have given her a bonus prize.
We're calling you back. I know you're going to have to let me go. Right? No, we're giving you another trophy.
Yeah, I had a thing for her for a long time. She's 57 today. Casey's looking for a song. But
I found it. It's just, there's just another thing that's not working this morning.
Yeah, we're having some technical glitches. Adam Levine of Maroon 5 fame and The Voice is 41 years old today.
No longer on The Voice, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Gave it up. And I'll tell you what, I was quick to dispense Adam Levine. I'm not the biggest Maroon 5 fan, but then I've seen him at various things play the guitar and sing, and like at a Beatles tribute. He's really good.
Yeah,
he's super talented.
He's a good musician.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. Yep, he's 41 today. Actor Brad Dourif.
Yes.
Is 70 years old today.
I just watched the original Child's Play, Preston.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Chucky. I saw it was on the other day.
It's good.
Is it?
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what makes it? There's a scene where they're going up in the elevator, and he's trying to get to kill the kid in the original one. Chucky's the doll.
Yeah.
And the woman looks back, and she goes, oh, some child left their doll here. And the husband says, just leave it. The kid will come back for it. And she goes, oh, my God, that's a horrible-looking doll. And as the things close, you hear, F you.
Yep. And I tell you what, the first time you see Chucky, like, with that scowl and he's cursing, you effing bitch and all this, it is so funny.
It's great.
It's hilarious.
And that's in large part to his performance.
Yep. But also One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Dune and Deadwood. He's been in a ton of stuff. He's 70 today. Irene Cara, the singer, fame.
You want fame?
Dance. Yeah. She was, I think... She was a real breakout star from that movie because she sang the theme song and ended up having a hit record out of that big time.
And so both fame and Flashdance, right?
Yeah. She's 61 today. Queen Latifah, one of the lamest interviews we've ever had on this program. And I liked her so much, too, and I was really looking forward to talking to her. But Casey seems to think, and I think he's right, she probably didn't even know. Like she had interviews set up and probably didn't know, and she was flat out asleep when we had spoken to her.
Yeah, it was frustrating.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt because I agree with you, Press. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
She's she's not a bitch.
She's all that bag of chips.
Yeah.
So she is 50 today, so a big birthday for her. Another friend of ours, Dane Cook,
yes,
has a birthday today.
One of the funniest in-studio times was during Drunk Day.
Yeah.
Shut up!
That's when he kept saying to intern Julie, shut up.
Did she totally listen to him?
Not at all. And he was hilarious in the way he was attempting to handle her.
Yep. He wouldn't even look at her. No. He would just look straight ahead. She's off the stage. Shut up. He's 48.
I don't think he drinks. I'm not really sure about that. I could just be talking out my ass.
No, I feel like I remember that case.
Yeah.
I think you're right. We also have Lily Collins.
Lily.
Daughter of Phil Collins.
Phil.
She's got those really pronounced eyebrows. They work on her, though.
She has beautiful eyes.
She does have beautiful
eyes. Why did we have her in studio?
Lily, she was promoting a movie.
I don't know what movie it was. She was in The Blind Side. I do know that.
Is it the Mortal Instruments case?
That's what it was.
Mortal Instruments.
Lily. She's 31 today. Hey, Jeffrey Owens, the actor, you remember he had a return to fame because he was bagging groceries.
Yeah.
And he was on The Cosby Show. He played Elvin on The Cosby Show and hadn't worked in a long time, had to make ends meet, was bagging groceries.
Yeah. Some tabloid took a picture of him. Yeah.
And basically shamed him, right?
In a mocking way.
Yeah.
Here's a guy trying to make ends meet. And subsequently, Tyler Perry saw this and gave him work.
Rob McElhenney gave him work. He was in Mythic Quest. He was in at least one episode of Mythic Quest.
Yep, and he was on It's Always Sunny as well.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, well, he's celebrating his 59th birthday today, and I hope things are going well for him. Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains. He's a talent, man.
Yeah.
That guy, you know, I mean, it's very rare that in a band, obviously Lane Staley passed away several years ago, but in a band where you have a really good front lead singer, that the second guy can also shine. And he's you know, the focus of the songwriting came from Jerry Cantrell, but not only a great guitar player, but his backup vocals and lead vocals are fantastic. He's just a really great, well-rounded musician. And he celebrates his 54th birthday today. And Casey, I know you're gesturing with Marissa.
Oh, I got you.
Do you have that?
No.
You don't have the jingle?
No, I do. It's just, you can't play it.
Equipment problems.
That doesn't work.
From South Jersey, Jeff LaBar of Cinderella.
Pet Stop!
Thank you. That's what I wanted.
Pets dogs! Pets chili dogs!
That's a good Tom Kiefer case.
Thank you.
It's not bad at all.
I think there was a girl that was murdered at the top of Pets chili dogs!
What?
Yes, I believe that.
Have we ever heard this story before?
I'm
glad it was introduced to us in song.
It kind of took the heat off a little bit. Yes, at some point in either the late 70s or early 80s, something happened at the second floor of Pat's Chili Dogs.
It happened on the roof of Pat's Chili Dogs. It was a warm August afternoon. Everyone was enjoying their hot dogs, some with mustard and some with ketchup. Scarcely anyone attending Pat's that day thought something nefarious was about to happen. I'm Keith Morrison.
Pat's Dogs!
Pat's Chili Dogs!
One of my favorite moments concerning that particular jingle was at the Cardboard Classic one year. A group had a sled that was, I guess it was a Pat's Chili Dog sled. And I don't remember if Jackie was spinning the music or it was Brent, but they had worked it out. They had coordinated when that sled came down that they played the Pat's Chili Dog theme from Cinderella. It was awesome. And I don't know who all picked up on it, but I did, and I was very happy.
Imagine at that time, one of your favorite bands doing a commercial. Like, it would be like Rush doing a commercial for, like, Rita's, you know.
So Jeff LaBar is 57 today, so happy birthday.
Yeah. We're working on this, Preston.
Right, one more while you're working.
Oh, yeah. Kimo, team it in.
Oh.
Of your Philadelphia Flyers.
Worldly known good guy, the original.
Yeah.
Oh, is he the original? Worldly known good guy?
The OG, yeah.
The original worldly known good guy.
That was a
the OG WKGG.
Yes. you know, I'm from Finland.
Really known good guy. Yeah. You go to any spot on the globe, and they'll say, oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah. WGG.
I'm writing that down.
Okay.
WKGG.
Well, hang on a second, Preston. I might have... Nope.
Don't worry about it. Don't tease me. I don't want to hear it now.
Put your top back on.
I'm going to go to the phones and see if we can get an answer. By the way, how old is Keeper?
Oh, he's 45.
Today. All right, 40. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. All right, let's see if we can get this answer. What actor played the first openly gay teen character on television back in 1992? It was on the ABC soap opera One Life to Live, and I will go to Bob. Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Virus? We ain't got no stinking virus.
Wow.
Very well done.
All right, Bob, do me a favor. Tell me what actor it was, please.
Is it Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah, Ryan Phillippe, yeah. Hang on a second, Bobby. We're going to give you a case of beer, my man. We got a case of Sly Fox Pikeland Pils. A classic Pilsner brewed with German and Czech hops for a crisp, dry beer that pairs well with any springtime get-together. All Sly Fox tap rooms are open to provide beer and food to go, by the way. So they want to put that word out. Yes, Case?
So do you remember that it was a made-for-TV movie with Scott Baio called The Truth About Alex?
I do.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't qualify as far as what you were asking in your question, right?
First series, right?
Right, okay.
Is that what you said, Preston?
Let me go back into the trash. It says here... What actor played the first openly gay teen character?
Yeah, I guess he was
so
closeted.
Alex was in the closet.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. Yeah. All right. We're going to get into the entertainment news. Obviously, the coronavirus is taking the headlines in the world of entertainment as well. So we'll start there with a few people who have come out and said that they have indeed tested positive. Actor Christopher Heavesu. Now, you may not know him if you did watch Game of Thrones. He played Tormund Giantsbane. On Game of Thrones, Steve, he's a big, like, barbarian.
Oh, was he?
Huge, yeah. Red beard. He was a fan favorite for sure.
Huh.
He's the latest to test positive. He shared the bad news on Instagram, saying that he's self-isolating. He wrote, we're in good health. I only have mild symptoms of a cold. There are people at higher risk for this virus who might be a devastating diagnosis. So I urge all of you to be extremely careful. Wash your hands. Keep 1 to 5 meters distance. From others, go in quarantine.
The metric system.
I know. Now we got to think.
God damn it.
Please take care of each other. Keep your distance and stay healthy, he says. And also, multiple movies and shows have been put on hold and so forth. Oh, another actress, a woman named Rachel Matthews. She is from Frozen 2, and she played Honey Marin, and I don't remember who that is. I only saw the movie one time. She's joined the list of stars, including Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, Idris Elba, who tested positive. She, like others, is telling fans she's going to stay in quarantine. So she's given the okay by doctors. Now, donations are starting to come in, and celebrities obviously have a lot of influence, and they're trying to inspire others to do similarly. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have donated $1 million split between food drive organizations Feeding America and Food Banks Canada. Lady Gaga, Justin Tim. Okay, got it. Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, and others have also made generous donations and urged their fans to do the same. We got it.
Okay.
Listen, right. There's a lot going on.
It's a lot. I'm having fun. It's not, yeah.
I didn't realize I had turned the...
it was loud.
Yeah, my bad.
It's okay.
My bad.
It's okay.
Right.
It's okay. We love you anyway.
Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, and others have also made generous donations and urged their fans to do the same. Emma Stone and Dave McCary have postponed their wedding set for Los Angeles this weekend. They have now set a new date.
Gives me extra time to get him a gift.
I guess so, yeah. But a lot of people are going through that.
I love this
right now.
This concerted effort, Preston, we were talking earlier about, you know, okay, so here's what we have. How can we help soften the blow for other people? There's a thing, I believe it's up on WMMR.com right now, about purchasing gifts from gift cards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, from local businesses.
I will share the details in a little while. But, yeah, there's some things going on. And I'm going to mention something to some friends of mine are doing as well to help out service industry individuals.
As you said, Casey, make zucchini out of cucumbers.
That's
or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Whatever Lauren Harris thought you could do.
Make lemonade out of lemons.
She believed that if you cooked a cucumber, it would turn into a zucchini.
When some loose.
Put it in the oven. So, right, yeah.
We love her, though.
So, production on the Matrix 4 reboot starring Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann. Reboot?
Yeah, well, no. It's got the same cast.
Who wrote this?
Dumbasses.
It's a sequel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
You can't call it Matrix 4 and then call it a reboot.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Unless you're rebooting an original Matrix 4, so shut up.
Can't. Anyway, yeah, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are both in that. That's put on hold.
Is it an on hold in the real world or an on hold in the Matrix?
Because it would be safe in the
Matrix. Yeah, it'd be safe in the Matrix.
Filming, talk about social distancing. You're in this pod with these tubes in you into some kind of weird goo.
You know what, honestly? Yeah. That's the way to go.
Yeah,
none of this would matter. The only thing you'd have to worry about is a computer virus.
Filming in San Francisco wrapped and was set to begin in Germany. In addition to dozens of other previously announced suspensions and delays, FX's Fargo's premiere date has been pushed back from April 19th to be determined. America's Got Talent wrapped auditions early and is on hiatus. NBC, Disney, Warner Brothers, and CBS have all halted productions. Late night talk shows, including Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and Seth Meyers, are on hold until at least March 30th. Now, on the flip side, though, Hannah Brown and Tyler Cameron appear to be blissfully clueless about the pandemic.
Haven't they pretty much been blissfully clueless about everything?
Yes. If there's one thing we can count on, it's your bachelors and bachelorettes to continue to be stupid.
Don't go outside. You don't want to get the pancetta.
TMZ photographed the on-again, off-again bachelorette pair flouting social distancing guidelines, hitting the beach, and playing volleyball with pals. So they're out and about and enjoying life.
Good.
All right, what else do I have here for you? So, expanding on Idris Elba and programming note, I mistakenly, sometimes I assume things and I didn't even realize I assumed them. I thought I was right.
Yeah.
But the woman in the video with Idris Elba, that was his wife. I said it was his daughter. It was his wife.
You know
I
what?
Did not know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
She looks young.
I was
wrong.
She
does look young, but she had like a nice big old ring on.
She did. You're right. Yeah. So, he went on Twitter yesterday live to update fans on his condition. After revealing he had tested positive for coronavirus, he maintained that he doesn't have any symptoms, but he is worried because he has an underlying health condition. He has asthma.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said, yes, of course I'm worried. I'm worried about having asthma and how that could make things complicated very quickly. I'm very worried about what's happening in the world. If I'm honest, I've very worried about how we're dealing with it. And part of speaking publicly about it, part of me coping about how the world is dealing with it, is part of how the world is dealing with it. He also addressed people questioning why his wife Sabrina was sitting next to him when he broke the news about having the virus, saying, well, generally, Sabrina's fine, nervous, of course, worried. Just for clarification, she wanted to be by my side. As much as we talked about her not coming to where I am, she did and wanted to, and I love her even more for it, and I would do the same for her. He said, I see a lot of people going, Sabrina shouldn't be there. He's sending out the wrong messages. He said, at this time when something like this is going on in the world, love is all you can get, right? Who am I to turn down my wife's support as much as I wanted her to keep safe? But we presumed that if I had it, there is a likelihood she has it too. So we calculated that risk and we decided to be together on it. So I hope you guys can understand that. But they're quarantined. They're staying in the same spot. So,
in his case, actually, and a number of the ones that you've mentioned, highlights one of the issues with the coronavirus and people saying, oh, well, you know, is this... This overcorrection here is that there. I saw a statistic. I've seen it a couple of times. That between 80% and 85% of the people with cases don't even know that they have it, or it's presenting so mildly that they don't know that they have it. So they're not going to get the full blown thing that someone at a higher risk would get. But these people could still go out and spread it around. So for a lot of times, people were you talk about being blissfully unaware. They had no idea they had anything like this. And they've been going out and encountering other people. So that's the issue, is that it's sort of a clandestine disease for most people. You know,
He had said, Sabrina, I love Sabrina for standing by me and being in that video. It was the most important moment for me. All right. Now, here's a great story. Here's your entertainment story of the day. Ignorance can be bliss in some cases. Jared Leto revealed he had no idea that a pandemic was sweeping the world because he was on a 12-day mindfulness retreat in the desert.
Well, he got centered and came back to this.
Yeah, Leto revealed on Instagram that after returning from his silent meditation in the desert, he was shocked to see what had transpired. He was cut off. He said, wow. We were totally isolated. No phone, no communication, et cetera. We had no idea what was happening outside the facility.
When I heard this story, Preston, I thought of like Billy Jack in a sweat lodge somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. He added that he walked out yesterday into a very different world, one that's been changed forever, mind-blowing to say the least. Since returning to real life, he says he's been getting messages from friends and family around the globe and catching up on what's going on.
I'm interested in what, like, this place is, because if you remember in the, there was a Black Mirror episode.
Yes.
Topher Grace was at a, his character was at, like, something like
and
that,
and he
right?
was a, he was like a billionaire. He's a right. super rich entrepreneur of some type, and he would do this to kind of cleanse his soul every now and then.
Right.
He would go away.
Right.
And be isolated from the world. I thought of the same thing.
Yeah.
Which, if you have the means, it's probably a good idea to do that.
A friend of mine did it.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't it wasn't like it was ridiculously expensive. It was
right.
sort of like a vacation price.
For how long?
But
you
she,
can do that. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
nope. She went out to Sedona, and
okay.
She spent a full week, and okay. she went with a very small group of people and a mindfulness instructor, I guess maybe they're called, or
yeah.
or teacher, and yeah, and she like she went for like
I
life.
That's your instructor.
She went for like yes. life reasons, though. You know, like she had to basically like get herself together and get her life together, and that's why she went, and she loved it. But huh. yeah, it was sort of like a I think like a resorty type place.
Do you not talk? Do you not talk? Is it a silent retreat?
Oh, no. No.
No, I
like mindfulness.
I doubt that these are like, you know, vows of silence, you know, like monks who would just will not communicate whatsoever, but they probably keep communication to a minimum.
They speak in Pig Latin.
And if they're and if they are meditating, you know, there's guided meditation,
yeah.
which sometimes mindfulness is, because you can get those apps which will guide you into
right.
your relaxed state. So I don't think this.
Their word silent, I mean, you can use other words. If a word silent is very, I mean, it's
quiet.
It's, well, no, quiet's different than silent.
Hmm.
I think okay. Jared Leto went on a silent meditation, but what I was going to say before was that Damon from downstairs has done these retreats, and he's done them just for long weekends.
Huh.
And
oh,
there's
really?
There's a place called the Malvern Retreat. It's out
yeah.
in Malvern, and he's gone there for 3 or 4 days at a time. And that the intent on that one is just to isolate. You know, you remove huh. the outside world, no computers, no phones,
yeah.
and it's a time for quiet reflection.
I think that's great. So, but in this, is the belief that it is sort of like a monastery where you show up and you maintain silence.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, I'd be curious to find out if that's the case.
Followers warned him to stock up on toilet paper. Another added, you were better off staying in the desert. This is madness. And one person said, I would have walked right back in there. All right. There's a lot of entertainment stories here, folks. I need to get to these. Queen Elizabeth II is decamping to Windsor Castle, canceling her parties and events as the coronavirus sweeps the world. Buckingham Palace made the announcement yesterday. Her Majesty will move to Windsor Castle for the Easter period of Thursday, 19 March, 1 week earlier than planned. It is likely the Queen will stay there beyond the Easter period. She turns 94 next month.
So she's obviously at high risk. I hope there's enough space in that house for her to keep distance.
It's not that far from London. It's only like a half hour away.
Her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, is 98, and he's laying low, too.
I want to go driving.
Meanwhile, the Sussexes are taking appropriate measures after Prince Harry was exposed to people with coronavirus. The Guardian reports that Harry was hugged Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton on March 6th. When they opened the Silverstone Experience Center days earlier, Hamilton spent time with Idris Elba and Sophie Trudeau. Mm. So they're backtracking everybody.
Well, that's
now.
That's the way you start to put a dent in this stuff. Yeah, that's smart.
The wife of the Canadian Prime Minister, both of whom tested positive for coronavirus.
They say in Canada, a patient zero is Dave Coulier.
It's got to be, right?
Right.
All right, so that's all of the coronavirus stuff. Now I have just your standard entertainment reports here.
Yeah, that's what the world we're living in is like right now.
All right, last night, Oprah Winfrey was trending on Twitter after a rumor hit social media that she was arrested. The unverified rumor was that the media mogul was raided for sex trafficking.
What? Oh, wow.
And was arrested for running a sex trafficking ring alongside Harvey Weinstein. And
get
ladies and gentlemen,
here.
Some people believed it.
Come on.
Some idiots believed it. Several Twitter users were posting their feelings as if it was true. Oprah took to Twitter to set the record straight, writing, just got a phone call that my name was trending and being trolled by some awful fake thing. It's not true. haven't been raided or arrested, just sanitizing and self-distancing with the rest of the world. Stay safe, everybody.
Sex trafficking of all crimes.
Yeah, Ava right? DuVernay also reacted to the rumor, saying, trolls and bots began this disgusting rumor. Mean-spirited minds kept it going. Oprah has worked for decades on behalf of others, given hundreds of millions to individuals and causes in need, shared her own abuse as a child to help folks heal. Shame on all who participated in this.
So, if she was going to be raided, I would think it would be for bread hoarding, right? That's her thing.
I guess so. I think she likes bread. Yeah.
Yeah.
Presley Gerber has debuted another face tattoo after shocking many with his first just last month. 20-year-old son of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber's first tattoo said misunderstood. This one appears to be a large faded star with bold writing in the middle. He shared a pic of his new look on Instagram, captioning it colorblind.
What is he on his way to being a Post Malone type of model? Or, you know,
so. He's,
well, can't stop effing with his face.
See, Post Malone was ugly to begin with.
Yeah.
This guy, on the other hand, I'm wondering how cool his other face tattoo is.
All right, so there's, it's a big mistake.
Well, I mean, it's just going to, you know, take
got
heed.
A star.
Take heed from the older generation who, there's sometimes you should listen to your elders.
Read my cheek, misunderstood.
Down the road, you're going to think it was a bad idea and it's permanent. And listen, and if you don't, that's great. But if you do, you're going to go through painful removal surgery to get that taken off, and there's going to leave a scar, too.
He's got a whole bunch of body there to F with, but the face?
Yeah. Fans were not feeling his first face tattoo and prompting Gerber to defend it, likening his plight to that of members of the transgender community.
Exactly like that.
On Instagram stories, he complained most and a lot of people can get facelifts, change genders, lip injections, etc., and it's offensive to say anything in today. In today's day and age.
Now I know how Martin Larry King felt. Civil rights movement.
So he's, he got another
Martin tattoo. Larry King Jr.
Steve shared this news with me, and this was sad. Actor Lyle Waggoner, who starred on the Carol Burnett Show and in the 1970s, actually tons of stuff, but he was on Wonder Woman. He was on that series. He passed away. He was 84 years old. Apparently, he had his family. He was surrounded by his family. He had a cancer. I don't know what type, but he died from cancer. On the Carol Burnett Show, he actually started as the announcer in 1967, but he stayed on with this sketch show during 1974.
He was an incredibly good-looking guy.
Chiseled everything. He was just he was the stud of the show.
Yeah,
and he was kind of the straight man, and yeah.
In great shape, but he later on proved that he had some comedic flexibility.
Yes.
And that was good. But yep. And he played Steve Rogers on Wonder Woman.
Yeah. His first role was in Gunsmoke before he began on Carol Burnett Show. And he also guest starred on classic series such as Lost in Space, Marcus Welby, M.D., The Barbara Eden Show, and Maude. He went on, actually, and I have a list of his credits after that. He was always, centered on him being the good-looking guy, and he played up in humor on the Carol Burnett Show. When she would take the stage to take questions from the audience, it was not uncommon for the askers to want Waggoner to come out and give hugs.
Yeah.
But his looks, actually, Steve, I did not know this bit of trivia about him. He was the first male centerfold in Playgirl magazine.
No.
So, in 1973.
When did Burt Reynolds do that?
I don't know.
Okay. Burt Reynolds did Cosmo. That was it. So you're right. Yes.
He was the first male centerfold in Playgirl.
Wow.
After he left the Carol Burnett Show, he booked the role as Colonel Steve Trevor on Wonder Woman. He starred in that for 4 years, and then he went on to be on Charlie's Angels, Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, The Golden Girls, Murder, She Wrote, Ellen, in both The Naked Truth and That 70s Show as himself as well. So
there's the centerfold's up on the screens in the studio here, yeah. Preston. Yeah, the guy was in good shape.
Yep. He's survived by his wife of 60 years, Sharon, his two sons, Jason and Beau, and his four beloved grandchildren. So
that's
sad news. Another sad story. The CW's Batwoman series suffered an on-set tragedy when a production assistant was left paralyzed after an accident.
Jesus.
On March 11th, Amanda Smith is her name. She had to have surgery performed on her spine. It's unclear if it was successful. A GoFundMe page has been set up. She was hurt after the bucket of a lift tower lowered or of a lift lowered onto her head.
No. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so, she's paralyzed from the waist down as of now.
What was her job on the set?
And I don't know.
Production
assistant. Production
assistant.
Yeah,
jeez.
So.
How do you not...
So as of Tuesday, there's been $70,000 donated to her GoFundMe page. They're trying to raise $100,000. Yeah. What else? Vanessa Hudgens, responding to backlash she received after a comment she made on Instagram Live. She says that it was taken out of context. The 31-year-old originally dubbed coronavirus iVirus. And then she said, I'm like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah. People are going to die, which is terrible, but, like, inevitable?
Okay.
It sounds like babbling to me.
Something tells me she was drinking during this.
When followers freaked out, she said on another Instagram story, I realize that some of my comments are being taken out of context. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy, crazy time.
I love you all.
She's since updated her page to say, hey, stay in. Don't go out. Let's get through this thing together. So she's...
support your local food pantry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She's course
stay
corrected.
In school when school's open.
Somebody called her.
Yeah.
Modern Family star Sarah Hyland admits that coronavirus panic is stressing her out. Hyland has long been open about her health issues, including the kidney dysplasia that required 16 surgeries and 2 transplants.
So she's obviously at high risk.
Speaking on a podcast, she said that she's concerned that if she gets it, she will have complications. She said, my panic level is pretty high, but I can also have a lot of health issues that are very susceptible to stress, so I'm trying to remain calm. For now, she is isolating, and she's hoping for the best. And one little last bit of positive news, Amanda Bynes is pregnant.
What?
That's apparently the case with her first child. Yesterday, her boyfriend, Paul Michael, and they're engaged, shared an ultrasound with Bynes' name on it. He captioned the photo, baby in the making. Amanda posted a pic of the ultrasound along with the caption, baby on board. But she later deleted the post. So I don't know what the story is, why they deleted it. But nonetheless, if they got a baby on the way, then they're probably pretty happy.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right, we ready for clips?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Miracle Workers Dark Ages follows a group of medieval villagers as they go about their lives in an age of widespread ignorance. In this clip, star Geraldine Viswanathan, talks about how her character Eliza navigates the show's unkind world. Where are we playing this?
Zeta?
Yeah. Okay.
Right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Right here?
Yeah, over there.
All right, here we go.
It's a pretty classic coming of age story for her, finding out who she is and dating life and her relationship with her father and brother. Like, all of that comes into play for Al, and that's all. Yeah, we see all that.
Really?
Yeah. Miracle Workers Dark Ages. Here's Tuesdays at 10:30 on TBS. Here's the next clip. Ryan Eggold breaks the rules as Dr. Max Goodwin on NBC's New Amsterdam. Here Ryan explains what it felt like directing one of the show's episodes.
When you're an actor on a show or a film, you are a tool for telling that story. But I think particularly writing, and in turn directing, gives you the opportunity to tell the story, you know, to be in the driver's seat and say, A, this is the kind of story I want to tell, and B, this is how I want to tell it. And it's just a very creatively challenging role, but also very fulfilling.
What the f***?
Another episode of New Amsterdam premieres Tuesday at 10, and that is on NBC.
Get that guy in.
We did. He's a good guy. He's also on the series with James Spader. I'm having a brain fart.
Blacklist,
yeah. Excellent.
We had him in?
Yeah.
For what?
To promote this show.
New Amsterdam, your favorite show.
Oh, my favorite show.
Favorite actor in your favorite show.
Yeah. Actually, my wife gets a pass on him.
Does she?
She has, if she manages to be in a situation where...
Nice. So you would allow it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then I get mine. Which is Kathy Bates.
Oh, wow. Well, you got to have your thing, man. All right. And there you go. That's my entertainment report for the morning. Told you there was a lot going on.
It was a lot.
I still have leftover stories, which we'll have to get to another time. All right. It's Wednesday morning. Secret text word. Chance to win a case of Sly Fox, Pikeland pills. So text word secret to 39333. Also checking in with Fox. Good day this morning. And we're going to try an actual sporting event. Yes, people competing in the gridiron of sports. I'm just throwing terms out.
No,
there.
Yeah. Honestly, this will.
This isn't the gridiron.
For me, basketball. This feels like the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday right now.
Wow. Okay.
That's the level of excitement. I mean, you know, what is going to transpire, mm-hmm. I believe, will be the sport of the future.
We'll have a chance for you to bet on this. Well, I mean, you have to take. I mean, yeah. Listen, here's something for you to bet on if you want to. That's all there is to it. Yeah. We're not setting it up for you, anything like that. We just have the competition taking place. But it's March Sadness. We have our competitors from around the nation,
yeah,
that are going to be joining. And we actually have somebody from Arizona who is going to be participating this morning.
We can call it now a national contest.
And our basketball free throw shoot-off. And we're going to try to carry this live on the air. We're actually going to have video of it. We'll tell you how to access it through our Facebook page. And we'll see how this goes. But March Sadness, there are no sports taking place.
No.
But this one. This is it, America. So enjoy.
Is ESPN covering this?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, they need something
to
cover.
They need something.
All right. So we're going to take a break. We're going to get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll come back in just a moment. Make sure you stay where you are. We'll be right back.
What's new?
Glad you asked. Dirty Honey. Ozzy Osbourne. The Black Keys.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Coming up about an hour from now, we are going to have the only sports in America live. I can almost guarantee you that this will be the only sporting event taking place in America.
The odds are very, very good that is an accurate statement.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly the earliest sport going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say your original statement of the only?
Yeah,
probably verifiably so.
It's March Sadness. It's a basketball competition that will be taking place with as much social distancing as you can possibly get because one guy's going to be playing from Arizona.
Yes, yes.
Morning. In his driveway.
That makes it, Preston, a national sport.
And it's safe.
It's a safe, social distanced sport.
So we'll be trying to pull this off. We've got to bounce things around as far as video goes and audio, but we're determined to make it happen.
Did the first football game work out perfectly?
No. Of course not. So we're going to get to that about an hour from now. So it's March Sadness, and it's a bracket style, so you can place your bets with your friends. So
you'll hardly notice that March Madness is missing.
That's right. Yeah. The excitement will be
the same.
It's going to rival the NCAA. Hey, I want to double back to a story that we mentioned in the entertainment report, and it was about Jared Leto, who just found out about all the social distancing and the closures and all this stuff about coronavirus because he was on a 12-day mindfulness retreat in the desert. So he was off on this thing that a location that he paid for to go and just kind of center and get away from the disturbances of the outside world. And they were cut off, no phone, no communication, none of that stuff. Not a single luxury, Steve.
Like Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah.
As primitive as could be.
And so he comes back and then he just found out about what's going on.
So this is actually in line with another story that was reported. I think we talked about it yesterday about the, I believe, the Germany Big Brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Show, which in the whole conceit of Big Brother is that you go into this house. And you are, you know, the cameras are doing it. I believe they sign a waiver that they are not to be informed about anything going on in the outside world. In fact, I'd mentioned it was the subject, if you're locked in to watch this miniseries, it's called Dead Set. The BBC did it. They had people in their Big Brother house in that show, and a zombie apocalypse took place while they were in this. So these people are in the German Big Brother house, and no one is telling them.
So this leads to the question of what huge event did you just miss out on?
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason it was, you didn't get the memo.
You've been off, so they call it being off the grid. And some people, like when they take a honeymoon or go down to Bora Bora, wherever the hell, they go off the grid.
Listen, when we vacation, I stay away from all news and info. I don't check social media. I do none of that stuff. I want to be blithely unaware of what's going on other than what I paid for my vacation. 215-263-WMMR. Now, What event? What something that was quite obvious that you absolutely missed out on for a decent stretch of time, and it will leave that discretion up to you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't miss out on anything, but when I saw the Big Brother story, Steve, I couldn't help but think of the time that I spent in the Grand Canyon. I did that rafting trip through the Grand Canyon, and at a certain point, when we were driving, because we stayed in Vegas, and then we got up at 5 in the morning, we hopped on a bus, and we took a 3-hour bus ride to basically, you know, the mouth of the river or whatever. And at a certain point, I lost my cell connection, and that was it. That was it. And I basically texted my wife. I'm like, this is the last you're going to hear of me. I said, no news is good news, you know? Like one of those deals, like if something bad happens, you're going to hear about it. They're going to airlift me out of there, and you're going to hear about it. So if you don't hear anything, it's good news or whatever. And then sure enough, for 8 days, I was incommunicado. And
so during that point, because I think we all, especially with your wife, especially with your family, it must have been a little hard, right? After a couple days.
I think it was probably harder on my wife than it was on me. Like I was in good shape.
Right.
But I did ask them, the river guides while, we were, might have been on like day 4, 5, or 6 of the trip. I go,
how would you know if your wife was having an affair?
I wasn't worried about that. I said, what happened with like 9/11? You know, and they said, sure enough, like there were people on the river who had no clue what happened. And basically the way our river trip worked is you got to the end of the trip and there was a bus waiting for you to take you back to civilization. And they said when they got off the boat, they had all of the newspapers from the week to go here. This is what happened.
Here,
catch up on
now that
all
you're
this.
All rested up.
Yeah.
The worst thing ever's happened.
you ready to go back to the real world now?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're throwing in a complimentary beverage to soften the blow.
We got a bunch of calls coming in, so let's go to them. I'm going to go to Scott. Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's up, buddy? So we're taking calls about people who missed out. Jared Leto missed out on this whole coronavirus thing because he was on a retreat. How about you?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I was actually at a summer camp where they took our cell phones away. And when we all got back on the coach bus, everybody was turning their cell phones back on. And Michael Jackson had passed away while we were at summer camp. And so the entire bus just like broke out in like that quiet rumor whisper of going seat to seat about Michael Jackson passing away.
So how long after he passed did you guys find out? It was a couple days?
It must have been a couple of days. I don't remember exactly what day he passed away on during the week, but we got back on the bus on Saturday.
It's so weird. So when you heard about it, you're like, stuff must flood through your mind. I mean, obviously, this is on that case. You're talking about one of the most famous entertainers of all time, and you're like, what? And I'm sure initially you think, is this a joke? And it's just one of those things that the mind can't process it. It's not like even we heard about it. We knew he was not in good shape and all that stuff. But even so, I was driving back with Jim Antes in a car, and I was like, "What?" It just catches you completely off guard.
Yeah,
it does. It's terrifying because you don't know what else could happen.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too. Is how that makes you feel that you missed out on something that a lot of people know about and is a big deal in certain circles to go, what? And here I was, willy-nilly. Willy-nilly at summer camp.
Tell me Tito is safe.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, man.
Not a problem. Have a great day, guys.
All right, let's go to Ken. Hey, Ken, good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Good. Sorry to bother you guys at work.
It's okay. No, we're asking for you to bother us. So what was your story?
Well, we were in Scotland on vacation a few years back when Hurricane Katrina hit.
Yeah.
And I remember being at my cousin's house and we're watching the news footage from the United States and everyone's talking about like this horrible event that's going on. We're just sitting there kind of munching on haggis and stuff like that, wonder what the hell's going on.
So were you catching up to the minute coverage, or did you find out well after the fact that it was going on?
We were watching the current news footage and still not really registering. We didn't really realize what was going on until we actually came back. And, I mean, all the information was there on the TV, but we were, you know, we're in vacation mode, so we're just kind of, you know, glossing over it, and when we get back, everything's going to be fine. And then when we got back and saw the extent of the damage, we were horrified. It was like, we missed it.
Did you think it was like a Scottish miniseries called Katrina about a hypothetical hurricane?
But everyone we came in contact with over there kind of looked at us with a stink eye and said, like, hey, what's your president doing about this? And I'm, like, shrugging, like, I don't know. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. All right, interesting. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know, some things are disasters like that that people missed out on. Some things are just personal disasters. So this guy says, I used to love to watch 2 and a Half Men. Then I joined the Army and came back from boot camp. Charlie Sheen was fired for being a coked out whack job. Missed out on that train wreck.
That would have been one.
That would have been
by the way,
a shock.
While you were gone,
yeah.
Charlie Sheen went on this crazy tirade, torpedo of truth,
yes.
Mercury surfboard, warlock, bizarre,
warlock from hell,
tiger blood rant.
So that one would have been.
Yeah,
I missed like,
imagine if you missed all that. So you're a fan of the show, and you come back and you find out that he's on tour.
Yeah,
talking about tiger blood.
What if you moved out of the country when you know before Mel Gibson was Mel Gibson, and you loved him from Braveheart, and you get back and you missed the whole Oksana call?
Yeah. Yeah, there are things like that that obviously can get right past people. Sorry, Mel. Let me go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hello, rock guys.
Hey, rock guy.
Rock guys of everyone.
Hello, everybody. Jeff, what did you miss out on and why did you miss out on it?
We missed out on the O.J. Simpson, the murder, and the Bronco chase and everything because we were on a honeymoon. We were on a cruise.
Oh, man.
So you missed out on the murder, the Bronco chase, and when did you jump back into the story?
When we got back, everybody was like, oh, my God, did you see the Bronco chase and all that stuff? He actually murdered, the murder actually happened the day of our wedding.
My God.
You missed one of the most compelling television moments ever, was that drive being, you know, covered
broadcast live.
Yeah, broadcast live. So,
No doubt, it was weird.
It's wild to think about that, Jeff, because I remember my wife and I were at a restaurant, one of our favorite restaurants, Glen Cove, Long Island, and Preston, it was almost like a pay-per-view event because everyone's watching on the bar TV. Like,
yeah.
Well, oh, my God.
I was at home and, like, the phone tree happened.
Yeah.
Are you watching this? and that's what it was. So Jeff completely missed out on that one.
Oh, yeah. On the cruise, I mean, there was no cell phone.
Nobody,
yeah. Back then, it was 25, 26 years ago. So,
yep.
You know, nobody was communicating about that.
Not a single luxury.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Let me go to, yeah, and we're going to see a number of these, but let's go to Ian. Hi, Ian. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, Ian?
Hey, not much. So I used to be a land surveyor back during 9/11, and we're cutting line through the middle of the woods in the middle of nowhere, New Jersey. So we didn't find out. We had no idea anything was going on, so we went back to the vehicle hours later. And, you know, Howard Stern's on the radio
right.
And explaining everything like it's World War III, and we just didn't know what was going on. We tried to take it in, what he's saying, and the office is calling, all the emails start rushing back in.
You're talking about 9/11. Did I state that?
Yeah. So you were hours after the fact.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 hours. Yeah, it was weird.
I mean, still,
well, you didn't really miss it then.
Yeah, I mean, but still, there's
for something that big,
it is wild.
I could
wild.
See that as, because we all pretty much were aware of it immediately, but I bet you there are people that may be listening that went a day and the next day was like, wait a minute,
or
what happened?
A couple of days. I mean, so Leto's story, keying off the original story, Jared Leto, 12 days away from this. So he, you know, and again, if you go about 12 days ago, there's this thing going on, we probably should be cautious of it, and now here we are.
Yeah.
Think about
and,
the dramatic difference.
Yeah,
yes.
There's another story very similar to that one and to my story where these guys were rafting on the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon, but their trip was 25 days. So, I mean, they must have been like on a dory, right? Like paddling themselves and doing some like, you know, major hiking and stuff like that.
It must be hard finding a dory on the river.
Yeah. But they were gone for 25 days and came back to all of this stuff.
We just lost this call. This next call I was going to go to because I didn't think it would be possible for anybody locally to miss out, but they missed out on the Phillies winning the World Series.
Oh my God!
I was thinking either the Super Bowl
either the Eagles winning the Super Bowl or the Phillies winning the World Series, because there's got to be one or two. Somehow, somebody missed it, even though you know.
It is possible.
It is.
In this day and age, as much as it can blow your mind to think this, as you said, Preston, or Casey, in a canyon, out of range, you're out in the middle. Your job takes you out in the middle of nowhere, and you are just off the grid for a while. Uh-huh. You can miss a whole story like that.
Yeah. Let me go to Jim. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, bud. So you missed out on a big event?
Yeah, I was actually in a field training exercise at Fort Campbell when I was young and in the Army. But we missed out on when Dale Earnhardt was killed and didn't find out for a week until we got out of the field site.
Oh, wow. A week. All right. And is NASCAR important to you?
I used to follow it a lot. But, you know.
Okay. So that would have been a big deal.
Yeah, back then it was. I was a huge fan back then.
And you start to see wisps of stories like, oh, what is that? So why is the Earnhardt family gathered again? Or what's this?
Because by then, like a week later, it's not headline.
No.
For a couple of days, it will be, and then the trickle down effect of the things that result from that, and so it doesn't lead with, you know, Dale Earnhardt, you know, dead or so on. But
yeah, I've had it happen where I've seen somebody, and it's somebody not on that level, where you're saying it's like a retrospect. Oh, they're doing a retrospect of this person I still presume is alive.
Right. No,
they're dead.
They're dead. Let me go to George. He missed 9/11. What's the story on that? Hey, George, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Rock.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. What's what'd you miss out on? Or you missed out on 9/11. I do know that, but what was going on?
Yeah, so basically, I was in the military, and that was my first time coming back. I learned all my survivalist stuff and decided to go out for like a 3-week hunting trip in the wilderness. And I actually left, believe it or not, on September 10th.
Oh, my God.
Of 2001. Wow. I came back 3 weeks later and had no idea. I was up in Winnipeg, like the middle of nowhere in like upper Canada.
Dude.
Came back and I actually thought people were joking at first, and then I didn't realize how big of a deal it was. I actually made a joke. I said, what was it, an Asian pilot?
You're right.
And, I was like stunned. Everybody's offended. I'm like, what happened? Kyle, it's a plane crash. Relax. And everybody's like, no, dude, it was a terrorist attack. Like, you're in the middle. And I didn't realize the severity of it. And I was like, oh my God. And the next time I went hunting was Hurricane Sandy. I missed that.
Oh my God. Stop going! Stop.
Yeah, you're killing us.
Yeah,
yeah. No, but that 3 weeks away, it's not at that level, but in feeling between now and 9/11, that sensation of as information is coming in, and it kept coming in for days and weeks after, for 3 weeks, you're out of touch.
Yeah,
it's out of touch. Completely. Nothing. Zero communication.
Unbelievable.
Were there upsides to it? Do you think you experienced less anxiety? Was there less worrying? Because when you come back to it, the reality is completely shifted for you. But there must be some positives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I guess I was somewhat relieved that I missed the initial shock and everything, like, you know, and all of it all. But I was kind of upset because I was in the military and that was kind of like my thing. And I was, you know.
Yeah.
You know, frustrated.
Sure.
Everybody else. And then I was in my angry phase, and everybody else was in kind of their mourning phase. I'm like, everybody get pissed off.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know what, George? Yeah, you probably, what you probably missed out on was that piercing stab. Mm-hmm. That happened when it, and fear as well immediately, because it was a scary day. And 3 weeks had gone by, so enough had settled where you didn't have that immediate fear. I would imagine that a lot of people did experience that particular day.
Oh yeah, exactly. So I'm saying I missed that initial onslaught of emergency. Mine came 3 weeks later when everybody else was kind of mourning and in sorrow, and my shock, awe, anger, and fear came. You know, it was kind of misplaced. Like, I was like the weirdo at that point.
Sure. Yeah. It's funny because we are so used to our memories of that and how tangible and palpable they are. I can't even wrap my mind around what you experienced, George, because it's totally alien to me.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, George. Appreciate it,
you got
man.
It. Got it.
Here's a text. It says, I went into the hospital to deliver my first child February 22nd, 2005, came out February 25th. On the ride home from the hospital, I was wondering what happened when my favorite radio morning show was no longer being broadcast.
That's funny.
I was devastated.
Wow. And that baby is now 15 years old.
So she missed out on it by a few days. Yeah.
Jesus.
And listen, whenever I do go on vacation, I do kind of ready my myself for, all right, when I get back, what happened? Because yeah. I cut myself off and I make sure that I just stay away from news and all that. And I just I'm not there to work anymore. And but I do kind of say, OK, when I get back, what thing happened while I was gone?
I envy,
inevitably it will be something.
I envy you being able to do that, because part of my thing is at least I take a quick look online in the morning at the, on a vacation. I shouldn't do that. I should disconnect. But, you know, just for that.
Try it sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let me go to Doris. Hey, Doris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, Doris. So it says you missed a world event here.
We did miss a world event. One of my closest friends back around 1989, Lisa, won a trip from MMR to Jamaica. We spent a glorious week in Jamaica. Unfortunately, she had broken up with her boyfriend a week before they were set to depart. Mm-hmm. And at the last minute, asked me to join her. We went on our vacation and we came back. We hit the airport. And as we're walking through trying to get our bags, we're seeing tanks rolling in on all the televisions that we're seeing as we walk through the airport here. The Tiananmen Square event had occurred, but we had no context. All we saw was tanks rolling in.
Yeah.
We didn't know if America was being attacked or who was getting shot at, but we had no idea what had happened.
Major moment in history, iconic imagery.
And you were smoking weed on the beach.
Probably.
Wow.
Courtesy of MMR.
Yeah. That's what we do.
All right. Thank you, Doris. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Here you go. All right. Jordan, this answers my question. Hey, Jordan, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, Jordan. What signature event did you miss and why?
I missed when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. You're the one. Yeah. Oh, you're the one. How long before you found out?
It was a couple weeks. I was on deployment with Navy, and it wasn't until I hit the next port that I found out that I knew they were going to the Super Bowl. I just didn't know how they did.
All right, so question, Jordan. What I guess you were at sea at the time.
Yes.
All right, and when you guys are deployed like that, are you completely cut off from outside communication?
There are some times where we're able to get a little bit here and there, but most of the time it's with that many people on the ship, you really aren't supposed to be looking up if the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
But yeah, I would think though, from a morale standpoint, they would at least, that would be an information that would make it past the sensors, and they would say, hey, by the way, guys, so-and-so, you know, whoever happened to be
Eagles
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right. They would pass information along like that to you.
Yeah, I still have people to this day talk about the parade and tell me all this stuff.
Like, God damn. There are some times, though, I'm sure you have to, what they call it, like run silent, where you at least radio silent, where you can't for locate. I mean, there's got to be elements. There's got to be spaces of time where they cut that off, right?
Oh, yeah, you're not even allowed to have your Bluetooth on your cell phone. Everything's got to be off completely.
You weren't in a submarine, were you, Jordan?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. All right. I don't know, man.
Thanks, man.
If that were me, because I remember when I did my Grand Canyon trip, we had left and I think training camp was starting like a day or two after we had left port, so to speak. And the whole time I'm like, I wonder what's going on in training camp. You know what I mean? And I honestly couldn't wait until I could get a signal.
Just training camp.
My wife and family is fine, but what's going on with training camp?
I was excited. And that was ended up winning the Super Bowl. But,
sure,
I could only imagine, like, if that were the case and I knew that they were going to be playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, like, it's Sunday night or Monday morning and I still don't know. I think I'd go crazy.
Let me go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Gadzooks, guys.
Gadzooks, buddy. All right, so Jared Leto has missed out. He's been 12 days at this retreat and has completely missed out on what's been going on as far as the coronavirus is concerned. What did you miss out on?
So in 2008, my stepfather got a job in the Middle East. So my whole family uprooted and moved to Abu Dhabi.
Wow.
For the first 2 months, and then moved over to Dubai. And while we were in Dubai, wouldn't you know it, the Phillies won the World Series.
Oh, man. All right. How long between the win and you finding out?
It was probably a couple days because, you know, we were keeping up with all local sports through friends, family, and everything. And we actually were able to watch part of the series, but it would have been like 3 a.m. at the time.
Right. So it's still painful, but yeah, I mean.
Well, at least they've won several times since then.
It's old hat at this point.
Right.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it.
Man.
Take it easy.
So it does happen. There's some other calls of people who missed out on World Series and so on for one reason or another. A lot of times is because there's a military deployment and there's no contact from the other.
Today, whatever you do, don't miss out on what will be the singular most important sporting event of this year.
March Sadness. And we can say safely it's the only sports in America right now.
Yeah.
This morning at this time, this will be the only sporting event in America taking place. And we're going to bring it to you live in a little while. And listen, sometimes it's embarrassing to find out that you missed out something. You're a little late on it.
We landed on the moon!
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. We're going to go live on Fox. Good day. We got Bizarre File stories to share and more. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
This weekend, when most will be home practicing social distancing.
Well, maybe except with the Grubhub guy.
93.3 WMMR presents our Stay Home and Rock Weekend. Because when your neighbors have sucked up all the internet bandwidth on Netflix, we bring you everything that rocks without buffering or having to answer. Are you still watching? The Stay Home and Rock Weekend from the station whose joy for life and listeners is contagious.
Really? That's the word you want to use?
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Hey, here's a way to help your favorite local business, something that we've thrown together on WMMR.com. It's called Operation Gift Card. You can buy a gift card now and support local businesses later on. MMR set up this page at WMMR.com, and you can list your local business and a link to the gift card purchase page on your site. And we'll keep the page updated regularly as suggestions will be rolling in. And the keyword is gift at WMMR.com. And you can see the list and you can send us a suggestion.
I love this.
So if you own a local business and you're being hit by the times currently, then you can post that information and we'll try and get the word out for you. So check that out at WMMR.com. Right now, should be hearing music any moment now when we go live on Fox Good Day. And there it is, right on time.
Well, look at that. What a day it's going to be.
Yes.
I'm talking about the weather.
But honestly, I wake up and I say that every day. What's gonna happen today?
It does change hour by hour.
Different times we're in.
Hello, everybody. Oh, by the way, what did I say about the cake?
Toilet paper cake?
Yeah. Traubs, was mm-hmm. it?
Do they know we're here?
Justine? No, oh, now it's Tom in there, isn't it?
Let's find out.
We're hey, guys. Preston and Steve.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're doing a show, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
We heard you guys doing therapy.
I hate when we do that, and you hate when we do that. Preston and Steve and the whole crew, hi.
Hi. Did I hear something about cake?
And toilet paper?
And Traubs?
Traubs.
Yes, you did.
In Prospect Park, they have a big cake in the shape of a toilet paper roll.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. It tastes like
Hey!
That's weird.
Chiffon is what you were going to say.
So you guys always have fun every morning on
the
show.
We do. That's our thing.
Yeah.
So how has the virus affected your broadcast?
We are totally ignoring it and calling it a hoax.
Thank you. Stop it.
No. Preston, how would you say it is?
Oh, it's, we're taking the lighter side of things, obviously, while reminding people to be cautious in the way they should. But, it's business as usual for us personally. But it's certainly sparking some interesting conversations. We were just talking about Jared Leto not knowing about this because he was on this silent retreat. So we had a conversation about things that you missed out on completely because you were indisposed for one reason or another. So things like that. But other than that, we're just having some good conversation and fun. Like
with all the sports shut down, you know, the main reason people follow sports, I think, in this country now, so they can bet, make some money or lose money.
Well,
and so now that we don't have sports to bet on, you see this website, Bovada, that's been around forever and ever. Mm-hmm. They're betting on what the high temperature like in Philadelphia will be. My God.
Well, if you have the betting bug, we might have an option, Preston.
Yeah, actually, Mike, we're going to try something out this morning. It's an idea that we had, and we believe that we will have in about less than a half hour or so the only sporting event in the entire nation taking place. So we are going to do March Sadness instead of March Madness this morning.
Okay.
And we figured out technologically how we can have people compete but not be in the same locations together. So via FaceTime, and we're going to do this on our Facebook page, and we're going to carry it live on the air as well. We're going to have a, it's essentially, it's a free throw shoot-off contest that's going to be taking place. And we're doing it bracket style. We've got participants. We even have somebody in Arizona who is going to be doing it live on the air this morning.
I have predicted this will be, honestly, if you take a positive, this will be what the what will replace the Super Bowl eventually. Because we will come out of this. We will come out of this, and this will be the sport of the future. Or it will be an abysmal failure that will slip into obscurity. Yeah. But which there are two options, yes.
So how does it work? Do I just need to find a regulation basketball goal?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, some people have hoops at their house. You'll see them in neighborhoods set up in the cul-de-sac and stuff like that. So, yeah, we already have our competitors. So we're going to they're going to face them off live. We're going to conference them together via FaceTime and on our Facebook page at the same time. We'll be doing the play-by-play on the air.
Observing social distance.
Yeah, of course. That's right. They're going to be in completely different states in some scenarios. But, yeah, we'll be doing one for one. Best of five, and whoever wins that goes on to the next round, and we'll eventually get a champion this morning. So if you are dying to place bets on something, on an actual sporting event, call your friends right now and tune in to this and let the money fly.
Are you 2 6 feet apart? Because on the screen, it looks like you're kissing.
We're more. We're actually further. We're about.
Is he on this side?
The other side. The other way.
I would say we're about 7.5 feet. Right.
It looks like you guys have separated yourselves a little bit. There's some more distance in between you two, Alex and Mike.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah, I can't touch them anymore or smell them.
Oh, which she would do on a regular basis during the show.
I am closest to Kathy, and she has actually really cut back on her gas passing. So that's been really
good.
Yeah, well, they're upside.
She's really
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Good byproduct of the virus.
It smells like roses, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. They're chuckling over there.
Have a nice day, guys. All right, we'll talk to you a little bit later on. You know what? Hey, I wanted to mention something. I had a bit of a shout out, if you will. I got in contact from a couple of people, and there are people that are trying to do some good things. Obviously, with the restrictions that we have and so on and so forth. So a shout out to the gang at Revivalist Spirits and also Kiki Vodka. And they're listening while they're doing this. But they and so they're local distilleries. And there's some other places that are doing this, too, that are going to be because they can't sell to the PA Liquor Control Board or restaurants because of the forced closures. So some of these groups are banding together and they're going to be delivering their alcohol.
That's sensational.
And I spoke to my neighbor who runs Kiki Vodka and said they're going to be raising funds for the industry workers and restaurant industry workers.
Again,
so I think that's really cool.
Preston, that is a brilliant idea. Revivalist has stepped up many times for many charities. Really very considerate people to do this. And anything in any way, like you'd mentioned the gift card thing, anything that you can do to endeavor to help the people who are on the line, you know, the waiters and waitresses, bartenders who are really being strangled by this right now. That's a great idea. So how do we go about doing this? Any more information?
They have a website, revivalistspirits.com. And then there was another local distillery, Steve. You sent this over. Eight Oaks Farm is doing they're going to start making hand sanitizer. In fact, they have started doing it using the alcohol that they create. And making it in hand sanitizer.
Why not? Yeah. Why not?
And they're gonna be giving it to charitable groups that need hand sanitizer and haven't been able to get it. So they are planning to dramatically boost production this week and distribute the bottles to charities as well as offer them at farmers markets where they sell their spirits and through their website as well. So they're finding other ways to, you know, kind of make things work and help out other people who need it at the same time, which is cool.
So as I was immersed in you know, learning about all this stuff and trying to be somewhat informative on this whole issue, the thing that kept popping up is just right now the general importance of social distancing, of limiting, you know, to only if you have to do essential things. Obviously, there's things that you can do that you have to do in your normal life to get out and do it in a smart way. And that, Preston, honestly, The hand cleaning. Oh, to all the experts, they say that one hygiene move is going to be critical in slowing down the spread.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so Shart, if you wouldn't mind,
for yes.
Revivalists and Kiki Vodka, those guys.
Good for you guys.
Nice work. And everybody else, and I heard that, like, Boardroom Spirits is doing some stuff. The local distilleries are getting in. I'm sure the local brewers are going to be doing things like
this. We're proud of all of them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Bizarre File, yes, yeah. Of course.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by HERS, the hometown favorite that's always a home run. Nothing goes better with spring than your favorite HERS flavors. When snacking, keep it Philly, Philly, and make sure it's HERS forever good. Well, at least we're not in Brazil. Hundreds of prisoners broke out of four Brazilian jails on Monday, the day before their day release privileges were due to be suspended over the coronavirus outbreak, according to Sao Paulo State Prison authorities. The Sao Paulo State Prison Authority said that it could not say how many inmates had escaped, and it was still tallying the exact number of fugitives. Local media reported as many as 1,000 had fled from four jails ahead of the lockdown.
Oh, that's just awesome.
A video on social media showed a long stream of prisoners purportedly fleeing the prison. Reuters was unable to verify the veracity or location of the video, but the Sao Paulo State Prison Authority said acts of insubordination had taken place at the jails ahead of the suspension of the day release program. It was necessary, it added, because 34,000 convicts would be returning to jail and would have a high potential to install and propagate the coronavirus in a vulnerable population, generating health risks for servers and custodians.
On the positive side, though, they immediately went into neighborhoods right around the prison and started bringing food to senior citizens.
That's nice of them. All right. A Florida man was caught using the stolen credit card of a dead man and then was seen trying to eat the card to destroy evidence before he was questioned by deputies.
It'd be hard to eat a credit card.
It would be a little bit difficult.
It's easier to eat cash.
To chew it up and to get it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deputies said that they were called to Disney Springs Monday for the report of a man trying to purchase jewelry and gift cards with a fraudulent debit card. When they arrived, deputies said they saw Jose Herrera detained by Disney security, making strange movements with his hand inside his pocket. Mm. Upon investigation, deputies said they found a baggie of white powdery substance in Herrera's pocket. When questioned about the contents of the baggie, Herrera was upfront with the deputies. He said, "I'm not going to lie, it's cocaine."
Well, thank you, sir.
Other law enforcement who witnessed the incident told deputies they saw Herrera try to eat the fraudulent card in an attempt to destroy the evidence before he could be questioned. He was able to purchase a soft drink, $400 worth. That was to swallow
the credit card.
Yeah. $400 worth of Disney gift cards and attempted to buy $360 worth of jewelry on the stolen debit card.
So that was obviously stocking up on Corona jewelry.
Yes, he was found to be in possession of 13 other fraudulent credit and debit cards, but investigators say the card in question was stolen from a deceased Ohio man. He is charged with the fraud of a person who is deceased, possession of cocaine, possession of a stolen credit card, and making false statements to law enforcement while under oath. He's in trouble. Another Florida story, a Florida middle school student mistakenly released pepper spray after grabbing what he thought was a can of body spray from another student.
You know, there's really not much of a difference in the smell between, like, Axe body spray and pepper spray.
That's a good point. The seventh grade student has been issued a civil citation for the incident at Highlands Middle School that sent 41 students to hospitals for treatment of minor injuries. The student who brought the pepper spray to school will face appropriate disciplinary consequences for bringing a prohibited substance onto the campus, the school district said. And then one more story. A fast food worker in Georgia was arrested after he allegedly pulled a gun and shot at a customer, injuring two of them. Normally, it's the customer that shoots the person working.
Usually. But some people are proactive.
But this time, the guy working the counter pulled it out. Jante Robinson is charged with aggravated assault following the shooting at a Checkers hamburger location.
There is a line of thinking that if you shoot every 10th customer, eventually you'll get someone who is going to rob you.
According to the mother of one of the victims, her son told her there was a mix-up between his order and that of another customer. There was an argument, and Robinson allegedly pulled a gun on the customer.
Robinson then reportedly fired a bullet from inside the restaurant, grazing the woman's son and striking the other customer in the neck.
Wow.
Officers at the scene confirmed one person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
This is a burger place, right?
Yeah. A Checkers spokesperson says the franchisee is fully cooperating with the police. The restaurant is currently closed.
It's not a jewelry store.
No, nope.
Not a bank.
It's a burger
place that sells hamburgers.
Yep. And that is what I have for you in the bizarre file this morning. Okay. The great sports experiment is going to be taking place in just a moment. Do you feel the excitement?
Right now, at repeater stations throughout the country, everyone is getting the alert. Everyone, obviously, obviously these are our difficult times with the coronavirus and how we are going about social distancing. But the mechanism, the mechanics, the high-tech nature of what is about to be done is similar to your basic shuttle launch. And we're getting ready to pull this off for what is now a national sport.
All right, Marissa has some information for us.
In true precedency fashion, one thing has to go wrong. Nick Murphy has been setting up with our FaceTime contestants. Unfortunately, one person had a phone that is too old to do this FaceTime split with us.
Oh.
So the next person that has a basketball hoop that emails me their phone number that has an iPhone that is capable of doing... So, Nick, like an iPhone... 10.
Let's go the newest.
An iPhone that's been issued within the last 100 years.
Yeah. 8 or 7, above, 8. 9, 10, we're looking for it. If you have a basketball, you're home, have somebody to film it for you, email me, marissa@wmr.com, like right okay. now.
I hope this is not our Colorado person, is
nope.
it?
Nope. All right, thank you.
No, it's Arizona.
Oh, it's Arizona.
They're Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, all right, here's the deal. If we have to be a little lax on what counts as a basketball hoop, maybe we could do that if we have to.
Listen, worst case scenario is we have a basketball hoop in my driveway. We could probably get one of my kids to do
it. Yeah, I have one too, yeah. So maybe we could call on family. You're right. It doesn't matter who's participating in this.
Nope. No, in fact,
it's people who are to bet on this.
Super Bowl number one. Half of the Jets were relatives of Joe Namath.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
I didn't
right.
know that.
And like in my household, I have been in the presence of greatness for days now.
Yeah.
With my son. I mean, he's just unstoppable in Fortnite and in horse.
Let's bring
Dad, that. Yeah. You are in the presence of greatness. He actually used those words to tell him that. So, yeah, if Seamus can do it,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Worst case scenario.
All right.
I have faith in humanity.
Of course.
But you got to get in touch with us right now. Email marissa@wmmr.com.
Failure is not an option.
Are we sure?
Or well, no. It's one of the menu items.
Okay. Yes. It's way down on the list. Yeah. There's other menu
yeah.
items.
Yeah, yeah, they come before that.
Yes.
Asterix updates are a nut current.
Marissa's hands are in the air.
Just like that, we got one.
Okay.
Hey! There you go.
We got one.
Jordan in Phoenixville, you're in.
It's from an A. Iverson in Phoenixville.
Make sure it works. All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the only live sports in America.
The only.
On the Preston and Steve Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
As we speak, the engineering minds here at WMMR and the Preston and Steve Show, more specifically, are hard at work bouncing signals and information all over the world to bring you this sporting event.
It's astonishing.
That of which we are going to try in a moment. What were you doing that goofy little wave?
Well, I was just waving to one of our contestants. Oh. We're trying to work some things out right now.
I gotcha.
We have a text that are coming in saying, how do we watch this sporting event? Nothing's happening on the page for March Sadness. Is there a delay? Well, we haven't started it yet.
Yeah, right.
We're getting it up and running. We're having people contact and connect. And when it's all up and running and ready to go, they'll give me the word, and then we will attempt to do this, and we'll explain how we're going to do it, too, possibly, so you'll understand the complications that we might face should they arise.
Absolutely. The one thing we can assure you is that pretty much throughout our entire radio career, we have run complication-free. So whenever we say we're going to do something,
get
it comes up exactly. You're not buying that, Kathy?
Not so much. I was like, where's he going with this?
This seems like a bold-faced lie.
So we're going with the assumption that this is the only live sporting event taking place in America right now.
Actually, the Senate just confirmed that, President.
They did? Okay, good. It's been confirmed.
Yeah, it's been confirmed.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play basketball, and we're going to do some hoops. We're going to do free throw, shot for shot, a shoot-off of sorts. And we're going to have our competitions taking place in a safe manner in that no strangers are in proximity to each other while this is taking place, yet it is indeed competition sports. Call your friends now. Get them on board to watch us together. And you can place your bets among your friends. And you can get a little bit of that sports action that you've been wanting for a while, especially if you do like to wager on it. So I have here in the studio, I'm going to do my best to get this explained to me. I have an iPad that is set up, and we are going to take the audio from the iPad. We are FaceTiming our competitors. Nick Murphy has set this up to where he can FaceTime and then broadcast it on Facebook. So is what we're seeing now live on our Facebook page yet, Marissa?
What we're seeing live is live for us.
Okay.
It's not up on Facebook just
Well, that's
yet.
What I want to okay. know. When All it's right. up, Marissa just is giving me double thumbs up. Apparently, it's up now. So now I can see, people can see what I'm seeing?
Yes.
All right, that's what I needed to know before I do introductions. Now, the only thing is I see a Nick Murphy and a guy and me. There's supposed to be two people playing basketball. And so I don't know.
Oh,
there we go.
Hey,
we got
somebody else. We got it.
We got everybody. Okay, so we're going to do our best to bring you, for those who can't get online, it's okay. It's like any other sporting event. There's always a radio component to any sporting event where we bring you the coverage. And
Absolutely.
We'll give you the play-by-play and the color and the whole thing. So you'll be able to experience it, even though it's a visual medium. But if you do have the capabilities to go online and watch us, you'll be able to watch live sports taking place in a world where no sports is taking place. And it's called March Sadness. That's
yes.
what we're doing. Now, let's see if we can get the audio, Casey.
All
so
right.
you're gonna bring that up. And who's the guy in the green? Who's that? Is that Andrew?
I don't know.
Is that whoever is Andrew, raise your hand if you can hear me. All right, that is Andrew. Andrew's in the green, and then we have a guy in a tutu who I'm gonna introduce in just a moment. So let me tell you a little bit about first of all, let me tell you who our competitors are, and we'll see if we can hear them. How
yep.
about that?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
All right, so competitor number one is 5'9", a 36-year-old native of Kearney's Point, New Jersey, who currently resides in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
The graduate of Grand Canyon University. He loves fried food and once won an award for having the biggest head.
Oh,
he wears a size 8, Nick. That sounds bigger than yours.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
We'll have another sporting challenge down the road.
Please welcome Andrew Rinier.
Yeah.
All right, now, the big mystery is, Andrew, let's see if we can hear you. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hey!
Hey!
We got audio!
Wow. Honestly, this is all we need.
Outstanding.
The fact that we pulled this off is enough.
Andrew, did I pronounce your name correct, Rinier?
Rinier, yeah.
Rinier, okay, Rinier. And so you live in Arizona, you live in Phoenix.
I do. It is currently 5:30 in the morning.
Well, thanks for getting up, we appreciate it. So how long have you lived there?
About 15 years.
15 years? And you listen to the Preston and Steve show? Does it just kind of give you a flavor of home? Is that why?
Yeah, I've listened to you guys since high school, so.
Nice. Excellent. All right, that's cool. We appreciate you getting up before the sun, and you're going to participate in the only sporting event in America. By the way, Marissa wanted me to say to refresh the March Sadness page to watch on PrestonandSteve.com. That's what it says here. So refresh the March Sadness page to watch it on PrestonandSteve.com.
Okay, we can take this incrementally to make sure everything works right.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. All right, so Andrew, hang tight because we're going to introduce our next competitor. He is from Stratford, New Jersey, standing 6 feet tall, weighing in at 230 pounds. This cheesesteak-loving former Rowan University football player is a dedicated husband, dad, and pre-K 8th grade principal. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul, the Cement Man Sorrentino! And as we speak, he's doing the hero shake in the air, and he's also wearing a blue suit with a yellow tutu. So we need to find out about that. Paul, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and it appears from the video that we're watching that you are in a gymnasium right now. Tell us about that.
I'm in my school's gymnasium because the perk of the job is I have keys to this at any time. I actually have two teachers here, and this is kind of awkward as we're all trying to stay in a 6-foot triangle.
Yes.
But yeah, no students, no teachers. It's crazy right now.
And do I understand Erin, your wife, is filming you this morning?
No, so she's watching the kids because she's also a teacher. And one of my teachers who is not in the classroom is here.
Okay. And then Andrew, it says holding the camera is your wife, Danielle. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Just want to make sure we give our credit. Now, by the way, Andrew has stepped outside. And Andrew, like you said, it's 5:30 in the morning there. How are you going to be able to see? Describe to people what you've done.
If Danielle can turn the camera, I have two of my vehicles pointing lights at my house and my basketball net.
So he's outside in the driveway, and he's got the cars out there with the lights on the driveway. All right, well,
my neighbors are going to hate me.
You're rooting for Andrew. Paul is rooting for Andrew. I love it.
I might have to throw it just so he can win.
Nah, we want an honest competition here. We got people that are laying money on this. This is the only sporting event that people can bet on that is taking place now. So I would imagine people are wagering, setting up right now. Anybody want to put any money on this case? Who are you going to take?
Listen, I'm going to go with the guy who's been awake for a little longer.
Okay.
The guy at the gym.
All right.
For a couple of different reasons. And I think reason number one is he didn't just wake up. You know what I mean?
All right. I'll take, you want to do a $5 bet, you and me? $5?
I only have $2.
All right, we'll do $2.
$2.
I'm going to take Andrew.
Well, cash is dirty. I can't. Cash is germs on
it. You can pay after. You can put up $5 and pay after the coronavirus. Yeah, he's serious.
All right. Andrew, I'm going to be in your corner, all right, man?
All right, sounds good.
So let's give Andrew the out-of-town privilege. He's in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're going to allow him to go first. And the way this is going to work is we're going to go best of five.
Yeah.
Andrew's going to start with a free throw, and they're all 15 feet away. They have a regulation 10-foot-high hoop. And we'll go one for one, and whoever gets the best of five is going to be our winner. If there's a tie, then we'll do a shoot-off until somebody misses. Casey?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're writing down something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right. So let's get this started and see how we do with March Sadness live on the Preston and Steve Show. Andrew, we're ready for your first shot whenever you're set to go, and I'll give the play-by-play. So he's taking a couple of dribbles, and here goes the first shot, and it's off the rim. That's zero, none for Andrew so far. Let's go over now to the cement man, Paul. We're ready for your first shot, Paul. Here we go.
All right.
This is great. He's at the line.
This is nerve-wracking, by
the
way.
Shot goes up. He makes it. It's good. Oh! Paul the Cement Man. So far, one zip. Andrew, you get to answer back. This is the second shot. Here we go. In Phoenix, Arizona. In his driveway. Here's the shot. And he missed it.
Oh, no.
Sorry. He's 0 for 2 now. We go back to Paul. Let's see what we get next. Paul, whenever you're ready, in your tutu, take your shot. It's up. It's good. That was nothing but net. Two zip so far. Andrew's really got to turn it on here. All right, Andrew. Third shot. Let's see how you do. Best of five. Shot is up. And did he make it? Andrew, did you make that? He did. Yes, that's good.
All right. Good.
On the board.
Andrew won. Paul two. Paul gets his third shot. Paul, whenever you're ready. In the gym. Toes the line. Couple of dribbles. Shot is up. And he nailed it.
Yeah.
He's on fire, man. 3-0. All right. So Andrew has to make. Is this his fourth shot?
Yes.
You absolutely have to make this one in order to stay in. If not, Paul is going to be our winner. Here we go, Andrew, from Phoenix, Arizona.
Here's the shot. It's up. And it's off and no good. That means Paul is the victor in round one of March Sadness. Paul throws another one up as a victory shot, and he made that one too. Andrew, what do you chalk up your loss to? What went wrong there?
I clearly didn't get enough practice at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I think Paul's just money. I'm going to give credit to him.
Yeah. All right.
Man, good sport.
I think you did a great job. I think you perhaps needed another vehicle's headlights on.
And yeah. Then you yeah. Maybe if there was like a moped or like a yes. single light or something
or a
like
bicycle
that.
Bicycle with yeah, a light. Yeah.
That might have done it. And listen, I got to give kudos to Paul and the headgear he's wearing because he's wearing a gold and blue mohawk of types. Is that your school's color, Paul? Is that why you went with those colors?
Yeah. Okay. This is a mullet. Yeah.
It's a mullet.
It's a mullet.
What school do you teach at if you want to mention?
Magnolia Public School. Probably was tiny. Sorry. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Paul. You're going to be sticking around for the championship round. So this is what I failed to mention is this is the final four.
Yeah.
Start with the final four. Casey just tossed his dirty $2 over to me. Actually, no, I owe you two. You won.
Yeah, you bet on Andrew.
You bet on Paul. I bet on Andrew.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're a good bettor.
Wow.
I'm amazing.
Yeah, Paul.
I wasn't paying attention. I was doing other things.
I know. He's juggling a lot.
Hey, I won!
Andrew, thanks for at least participating in the only sporting event in the United States of America. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, happy to be a part of it.
And thanks for listening in Phoenix. We're going to have to sign off with him. So a round of applause for this warrior of the hard court, the hardwood. He did it.
We will raise his jersey to the roof here in the studio.
I think we can retire it now.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. So now what do we need to do? Let's bring the audio down, Casey, if you wouldn't mind. Right. And Paul, you're going to hang tight because we have two new competitors that we have to get on. And we're going to do that. Hold on, Marissa. Yes?
So, Nick Murphy in the other room is going to hang up with these guys.
Okay.
So if you guys can just ramp for a few minutes, moments,
ramp?
Not
Vamp?
Minutes.
No, yeah. Ramp.
And then, sorry.
Everybody get on the ramp.
Her headphones aren't on.
Here okay, I go! No problem.
It's Vamp, not ramp. So anyway, go ahead.
Oh my God, I was listening to the FaceTime in my headphones and not you guys, and it was really weird.
There's all levels of delay. In fact, that's why, Preston, you did a great job doing the color commentary for people who, again, listen, we broadcast sports over the radio, and you put us there to be able to see it. That's another advantage. But there are a couple things to juggle, so we will vamp for a few seconds while everything gets up and running again.
Nick Murphy like made this an actual sports broadcast. I'm looking at the Facebook Live right now. He has like a hold on while we get our next contestant's like image up and everything.
Yeah,
like we're like watching the Eagles. We are the Eagles right now, guys. We are the 76ers.
It's the only sporting event in America.
Yes,
we got to do it right.
At this point, commercial free.
Yeah.
Until we play commercials.
100% commercial free.
Until our commercials end.
Yeah.
You guys want to know everything I know about our next contestant?
No, okay. Because okay. I want to do them introduction style.
It's not much.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's a nice text that came in, Preston. While we are ramping a little bit, the person texted in a nice note.
All right, it says, hey, guys, as a healthcare worker who has been working nonstop, this is an awesome distraction from the damn corona. Thank you very much. So we are happy to do that, most definitely. All right, so I know that we have, I need to go through this. Andrew is out. Paul is still in. Paul's going to the championship round. We're getting together our next competitors to take participation in this event we call March Sadness.
My poor son, we woke him up to do this, and then the guy finally got back to
him. Well, listen, keep him at the ready. You never know, because someone could go down with an injury. You know how brutal this sport can get.
Yeah.
He's right about that. So have Seamus on standby.
Absolutely.
Ready to go just in case. I love the fact that Paul got up and so dressed up this morning to participate in the way that he did. He's actually at his school. Cool. In the gym. He's wearing a tutu and a mullet. That's an awesome principle.
I'll tell you this as well. That shows the kind of commitment that we've come to expect from this sport and the people who are the pros. You can tell the pro level. You have a gentleman at, who gets vehicles pointed, headlights pointed at his driveway court, gets ready. He was off his game. I think that on that level, the hours, Casey, I think you're right, being able to be up and practice a little bit longer. But I got to tell you something, our current champion was just hammering them. Mm-hmm. Did a great job.
Yeah. So if you enjoyed the excitement of that, get ready for the next round and call up your friends. Let them know what's going on and place your wagers. And that way you got something to bet on if sports is your thing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is obviously this is you conducting this and we have no percentage on this. Damn it. But it'll all work out.
All right, so we're looking at the iPad, which is what we're doing this through. And Casey, what do you want to share? Are they getting them set up? Oh, it looks like we're set up. I love it. Okay, so just so I know on the camera here, I need to see who is who. So Anthony, gesture to the camera, please, so I know which one you are. Where's okay, I got Anthony's on the right there. Excellent. All right, so let's meet our next competitors this morning as we do... Did it freeze up? There it is. As we do March Sadness this morning, our next contestant is 6 foot something, weighing in at 200 and something. This 46-year-old left-handed shooter from Woolwich Township, New Jersey, is no rookie to the Preston and Steve events. He's a regular at the Cardboard Classic. Originally from Reno, Nevada, this former Little League coach peaked in high school, where he was a five-time varsity letterman and once ran the 40-yard dash in 4.4 seconds in 1992. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Anthony Sofran. Hey, Anthony. How you doing this moring, bud?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. So, looks like you're outside in the neighborhood. You in front of your home?
Yeah, right in front of our house, yep.
Excellent.
Got my AV guy here holding the camera for us, and we're ready to go.
All right, yeah, his 15-year-old son, Austin, is behind the lens holding the camera, so he's going to be doing that. We got to give him a plug. All right, let's meet our next competitor. Ladies and gentlemen, calling from work, it's Listener James. Those stats are amazing.
Yeah. Unbelievable that someone is at work using a phone to call in.
James, first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Warminster, Pennsylvania.
And where do you work?
Here in Horsham.
All right, but I mean, what type of business that you guys have a basketball hoop?
Bio decontamination, but we like to have fun on our lunch breaks.
Bio decontamination?
Wait, but he said, but they like to have fun on their lunch breaks.
I absolutely love it. Well, listen, James, thanks for being a last-minute competitor. People are starving for sports in America right now. And we're giving them the one that's sweeping the nation.
I'll tell you this. You know, the Tom Brady story pales in comparison. This is the sports that's going on
this
now.
This is live sports in America taking place. So, all right, this is, it's easy. It's one for one, best of five. That's our winner. The winner goes to the championship round to take on Paul. And then we will deem our winner of March Sadness. So you can, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you can catch this on our Facebook page, on the Preston and Steve Facebook page. We are carrying this live sporting event, and we're doing it safe with social distancing. These guys aren't anywhere near each other.
And you can log on to PrestonandSteve.com, too.
All right, let's, since I introduced him first, we're going to go with Anthony as our first competitor. So, Anthony, get to the free throw line, 15 feet away. These are all regulation sizes, we're assuming. And Anthony gets the first shot. So, Anthony, whenever you're ready, best of five. Here we go. First shot's up, and it's good.
Yeah!
One nothing so far. Now, James hasn't had a chance to go yet. Let's see if he can answer right back. So, James, line up and take your free throw shot. James, a couple dribbles. He's eyeing it. It's kind of shady where he is. Here's his shot, and it's... Oh, it's good! We got a game here, folks. 1-1. Second shot. Let's go back to Anthony. Here we go, Anthony. Whenever you're ready, he shoots, and it's good as well.
Under pressure.
All right, back and forth. Let's see if he can answer right back. James, it is your turn. Whenever you're ready, take the shot. It's up, and it goes wide to the right. That's a miss for James. So far, 2-1, Anthony. Third shot. Anthony, when you're ready, fire away. His shot is up, and it's good.
Yeah.
Three in a row. For Anthony, let's go back to James, last-minute competitor. His shot is up, and it hits off the front of the rim. That's a no-go. That means that...
He could seal it right here.
Anthony could wrap this whole thing up. His shot is up. He went a little early, and he missed.
Okay.
All right, James is still in it. Let's go, James. His fourth shot is a car just drove by in the parking lot right behind him. He makes the shot.
Oh, wow.
James is still in it. This is Anthony's final shot. Let's see how he does. Anthony, when you're ready, this is for you to stay in. It's up, and it's good.
That's game.
That's four. You're right. James can't do it. Yeah. Anthony is our winner. Round two of the final four. James, not bad, but at least you didn't get hit by that car that came really close to you as you were driving. Was that one of your coworkers that drove by?
No, the other company.
The other company. Those bastards. Hey, yeah. James, listen, at least you are part of the inaugural run of this, what's going to be the biggest sporting event in America.
Yeah.
So it feels good. I'm feeling the sadness.
So when there is a Hall of Fame, and we're probably thinking, Phoenixville or some place to set up where you can set up the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, we would have to do it here.
You four
will be immortalized. Yes.
Absolutely. All right, James, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We're going to sign off with you. But, Anthony, you're going on to the championship round, my man.
Awesome. I'm ready.
And what's great is you have more baskets than it took Paul to win, who you're going to be facing off with in the championship. He only had three, but it had to wrap at that point. So now we're going to go through the process of getting Paul back on the line, and then we will find out who the winner of March Sadness is in this inaugural run. It's exciting.
It's a freaking nail biter, man.
It's actual live sports. People competing in sports, which has been missing for days now. We're doing it in a safe, responsible manner with as much social distancing you can get. Not feet, miles of distance between these people.
That makes it fantastic. One thing you will have to do this round, Preston, is drug testing. So ask each of them if they're using drugs.
Okay, we will make sure that we do that. That's something we didn't consider. All right, it looks like we're already up and running. We have Paul back on and Anthony together. Paul was our first champion. So, Paul, let me go to you. And Steve posed a very good question. Have you been doing any drugs?
No.
Okay, no performance-enhancing drugs. You passed your drug test.
That sounds positive.
All right, let's go to Paul. Paul, are you using drugs?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, you passed your drug test.
All right, good. All right, very good. Drug test is passed. Yes,
real quick, Preston, do you want to go double or nothing on this one? You're already in the hole for me for
$2.
We can make this either four or I could owe you zero.
Do I get to choose who?
Yes, I'll even give you a choice.
All right, I'm going to go with Anthony.
You're going to go with Anthony?
I'm going to go with Anthony. Anthony was just drilling him, man. So I'm going to go Anthony. I'm $2 in the hole. Let's put up another two.
Okay.
All right. All right, and we'll see how we're going. All right, were you guys ready for the championship?
Already. Yeah. Biting at the bit.
All right, who do we get to go first? You know what, should we do like a coin flip or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody got a coin?
Yeah, no. Somewhere.
Right. No, don't use an actual coin. It's Corona filthy.
Yeah, here we go. All right, Casey's got a coin. I'll say Paul is heads and Anthony is tails. Okay, so flipping the coin, it's tails. So Anthony is going to go first. Anthony, you will be the first. So get to the line. It's the best of five. And remember, if they go five for five, then we have a shoot-off at the end.
All right.
First to miss will lose. So Anthony is up with a shot. Whenever you're ready, bud, go for it. Couple of baskets. He's outside, by the way. Shot is up, and it is off the front. It is no good. Yeah, zero for Anthony so far. Back to the gym at Magnolia. We have Paul with his shot. Here we go, Paul. Inside. Better conditions. Shot's up, and he misses. So far, we got a tie game.
Sorry, Casey.
Back to Anthony, who is in the driveway. Anthony, when you're ready. Shot is up. And it bounces off the rim. So no shots made so far. Second shot for Paul. When you're ready, Paul, go for it. It's up and he missed. I'm telling you, it's the nerves of the championship.
It is. It is. This is the kind of action we know.
All right, back to Anthony. Third shot. Best of five is what we're going for. All right, Anthony. Baskets up. He made it. That one was a good one. All right. Next to Paul in his blue jumpsuit and tutu. Let's see if he can get it. Here is his attempt. Shot is up. And he missed. By the way, was that their fourth?
That was their third shot each.
That was their third shot each. All right, back to Anthony for his fourth, who's so far leading 1-0.
Oh, man.
Here's the shot.
Oh, man.
It's up, and it's wide.
Oh,
Paul is still in this. Fourth shot for Paul in his gym. All right, Paul, make the shot. It's up.
Oh my
God. It was terrible. All right, so if Anthony makes this, He wins it.
Yep.
This is the fifth shot. He's up 1-0. Anthony, this is for the championship of March Sadness. When you're ready. The shot is up. It's good. Anthony is our champion. Anthony is the champion. Anthony is the champion. March.
If I make this underhand, can I count for two?
No. Sadness. No, Paul. But I do want to see a granny shot from you. Go ahead. Let's see.
Okay,
see if
right,
he makes it underhanded, he wants us to give him two. We're not going to give it to him, but let's at least see if he makes it. The shot's up. It's wide. It's no good. Oh. Paul definitely wins for style, but Anthony wins for the score. Yeah.
Good job, Anthony.
Oh, you too.
Anthony from Woolwich Township, New Jersey, and he takes the championship.
Astonishing.
That's huge.
You want to talk about, you know, so we've taken a little bit of hit with this pandemic, but here you saw four champions going at it, bringing sports back to a nation that is weary and hungry for entertainment. God bless all of these people.
Absolutely. Wow. Hey, Anthony, how do you feel after your win?
I feel great. I worked out pretty hard this morning, went up downstairs probably twice, and got a good practice in. So
good man.
Good.
You saw that that it needed to be done. By the way, it says you're a regular at the Cardboard Classic. Do you participate, or are you an observer?
We participate. This year we had a sled that was had slot machines on it.
Oh, you were excellent.
It exploded at the very end of the run.
Yes.
People love it. You're a crowd pleaser. It's what you do. Well, that's awesome. We're going to at least set you up. We got to give some prizes to these guys.
Yeah, we could probably hook them up with a case of beer.
We'll do something along those lines. But, hey, more importantly, you have supplied some entertainment, some much-needed sports entertainment for a very thirsty country. So congratulations, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Anthony and Paul. Made it to the championship round, and it worked. Oh, my God. It worked.
Does that mean we're going to do this again?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think we can. I think I'm just stunned that it came off, but when you have people like Nick Murphy and Marissa and all you guys working behind the scenes, of course, our thanks to NASA.
Yes.
Our thanks to the satellite system around the world.
All our sponsors.
Everybody involved. The Met Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the medical industry, interstate truckers, everything that helped pull this together. It's amazing.
And thanks to James for being our last-minute competitor. Casey, and thanks to Seamus for getting up early and at least volunteering to participate.
Well, Seamus might very well be in the next round.
Yeah.
Should we watch him shoot some hoops?
You just put everything
away.
Just put it all away. It was really hard to do that.
You want to watch somebody in their bathroom?
Yes. Actually, if you're taking a dump right now.
Please call us.
Call us and FaceTime us and we'll
just
watch.
Just for us, you know.
And we'll bet
it's
if
you've thing.
Got floaters or sinkers.
Let's go Chuck Berry this morning.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, anyhow, I'm just happy that worked.
Yeah.
It worked. It was stunning.
All right. A reminder that we have a secret text word today, gang. It is a Wednesday, so if you're interested in winning a case of Sly Fox Pikeland pills, text the word secret to 39333, because we'll send a word back to you later on. We'll ask you to call in with the word. Designated caller is going to win a case of beer. And we'll also grab a random texter, and you can try this, another Sly Fox brews, Friday with Keith at Big Top Beverage in Roslyn's from 4:30 to 6:30. It says right here on my little information sheet.
So. And I believe those sheets.
Yeah. All right.
What do you say?
There's new copy.
Who?
That says all Sly Fox tap rooms are open to provide beer and food to go. And I think that's what I was supposed to say. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Vixen 77. Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Hear and see more at WMMR.com. Keyword, Local Shots. Vixen 77, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
It's a nice text from Debbie Pearson in Warren, PA. She says, hey guys, thanks for taking everybody's mind off of all this stuff for a while. I'm at work, have my headphones on, and I'm cracking up, getting some strange looks from my coworkers. Love you guys. So she enjoyed the March Sadness.
Yes, and we have more stuff in planned that way. We're gonna get through this, as we keep saying, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And listen, it doesn't hurt to be on top of what'll be the biggest sport in the nation when we come out the other side, Preston.
I agree. You were there when it started.
Now the question is, you have full ownership of the swag and the merchandising. I'm sure you'll understand. That we plan on profiting from that extensively.
Yes, well, it's like George Lucas owning Star Wars off the bat, right?
Not his fault.
Yeah. But he bought like all the toys and everything. You know,
so. I mean, I'm sure you understand. There's an action figure associated with a meal you buy at fast food. You know, it's just part of the deal. It's what keeps the gears moving, as they say.
Yeah. Don't hate us for having sight.
Yeah.
we have some audio clips to play.
Yes.
Steve a lot of times will isolate these audio clips, and sometimes I don't get around to getting them on the air, but there's a wealth of them today.
Would you like me to lead you through the journey here?
Yeah, in just a second, but I would have put them in the entertainment report, but it was chock full of stories already, so...
And they're not very entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're interesting. You know what? In times of crisis, we've always known that McConaughey has a laid-back view of things, and there is something bizarrely comforting about his messages yesterday on his social media. So we have words of comfort from Matthew McConaughey.
Here's what I'm wondering if I'll hear any, because he whistles his S's.
A little bit.
When he speaks.
A little bit.
Yeah. Throws me off.
Smokes
a lot
of pot.
Let's hear it.
Plays his drums nude.
I haven't heard this yet. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. McConaughey here. Just want to say, in these crazy times that we're in with the coronavirus, let's take care of ourselves and each other. Let's not go to the lowest common denominator and get paranoid. Let's do our due diligence, take the precautions we need to take care of ourselves and those of us around us. Right now, more than ever before, we're all more dependent on each other than we ever have been.
I do like his delivery, though.
I like that approach. And you know what? They have actually determined he's the least likely to have the coronavirus in the country because he spends all his time ice fishing, if you look at those Lincoln commercials.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is there one where he's ice fishing?
There's one where he's ice fishing.
I have not seen that
one yet. He's sitting in the back of his Lincoln crossover.
Yeah.
And the little flag waves because it's he's caught a fish through the ice.
Yeah, he whistles. He whistles the Andy Griffith theme.
I did not know that. Does he seriously?
He really does.
All right, here's the next clip from him as he continues on.
There is a green light on the other side of this red light that we're in right now. And I believe that green light is going to be built upon the values that we can enact right now. So, yes, let's see if we can make some lemonade out of this lemon that we're in the middle of. Turn a red light into a green light. Just keep living.
Right. There we go, right? Yeah.
Nice.
I like that approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I would love to know, because I had a priest in my school growing up who, he was a whistle talker.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would, because he had the microphone on there, and sometimes it would really, really echo.
President Obama went to a time.
Yeah.
He had a whistle too.
Yeah.
What were you wondering?
What is it?
If he should be killed.
What is it in the mouth makeup? That causes
separation
people...
of your teeth, a little separate,
or the shape of your lips that they naturally make because it just happens. And some people can't whistle at all. Like my oldest son can't whistle. He does the half whistle, which is kind of
Nick. You can't either, can you?
I can whistle. Yeah, I just can't do the tongue whistle like that.
That
I can't do that.
Yeah, I can only do it with my fingers in my mouth, so I have to refrain from doing that.
I can only do it with your fingers in my mouth.
Stick your fingers in your mouth. It's okay.
I can?
Yes.
Come on!
You know where your fingers have been, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I probably shouldn't put them in my mouth.
Yeah, I had them in someone's butt.
Can't remember if it was my right or my left.
Right. Bill, did I have my fingers in your butt earlier? I want to do a whistle.
No, you did not.
No, they're in somebody's butt.
All right. What else you want to say?
So we had the late night shows, and this is something obviously things are changing, and for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be dealing with different ways to get our entertainment. Hopefully you're staying with us on the radio, obviously, but late night shows, Fallon and Kimmel took to YouTube to do hybrid versions of their shows. So Jimmy Fallon did a quasi Tonight Show from his home.
All right, here we go.
This is Jimmy Fallon, and this is the Tonight Show Home Edition, I guess you can call it. We really don't know what this is. I'm in a room in my house. My camera operator is my wife.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Thank you for doing this. And we have my dog, Garrett. Garrett. My dog Gary is my first guest. Hi, Gary. Sit, Gary, sit. And then, yeah, hi, Franny. And just gonna happen. Franny, do you want to play the drums?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So where did this air?
This was on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And, that's actually really cute.
How long did he go for?
3 hours. No, he did just about like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then Fallon attempted a monologue.
All right, here we go.
Guys, I'm going to do some monologue jokes here. Okay? So I'm going to read them to you here. Of course, there's no audience. Well, there is an audience. My wife, but shouldn't really laugh at everything that I say. So we'll see if things are funny. But, you know, hey. So I'm doing the show from my house in New York, and this is how crazy New York traffic is. I'm doing the show from my living room, and I was still 20 minutes late getting in. But I hope you guys are like me and enjoying all this extra time with your family. Isn't it great?
Here's where I go.
Wait, I got to bend back a little
bit. I'm doing the show from my house in New York, and this is how crazy New York traffic is. I'm doing the show from my living room, and I was still 20 minutes late getting in.
So like a half I wrote that line.
Yeah, that was her line.
That's
I hope you guys are like me and enjoying all this extra time with your family. Isn't it great? So far, it's been pretty fun at the house. We've been doing lots of coloring, making pillow forts, doing arts and crafts, while the kids have been watching TV in the basement.
Okay. Then Kimmel did from his house as well. His kid did their show's theme song.
Okay, yep. Here we go.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. Jimmy Kimmel Live.
That's cute.
This is ridiculous. That's cute.
And then Kimmel did his attempt at a monologue.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to shoot a mini monologue every day until we get back from my house where I am currently incarcerated. I mean, camping out with my family. You know, you learn a lot about yourself when you're isolated at home. For instance, I learned that I have two young children, which was really something to find out. Thank God for television. My blood type right now is Disney positive or Disney plus, whatever they call it.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. I read on the joke. And then, so there's other things. You can play this before we go to Dr. Phil. Trevor Noah.
Okay.
Was moved by the the videos of the Italian people on their balconies, singing. And he attempted to do the same thing in Manhattan with less successful results.
Right, here we go.
So I've been inspired by Italy, and I figure, like, why don't we do this in New York? We're also neighbors out here. Let's be together, you know? I can show you the world, shining, shimmer.
Of course,
New York.
Of course.
And then Dr. Phil has some tips for quarantine and being in close quarters with family members.
Okay, here we go.
The first one, be honest about it. Look, we're stuck together, so let's just acknowledge it. You can't change what you don't acknowledge, so you need to acknowledge it. Number two, make a list of your annoyances. I mean, sit down and be honest with the person. Say, here's what annoys me about you. Next, you're going to have differences. You're going to have...
You shouldn't do that.
And that's exactly what I thought. The best thing to do is to stay as far away from everyone as possible. And don't communicate at all.
Yeah, and in my household, the kids don't have to make lists. They just let you know as soon as soon as something is annoying is happening, they're going to let you know.
But he does have some salient advice here.
All right, I backed it up a little bit, but
I mean, sit down and be honest with the person. Say, here's what annoys me about you. Next, you're going to have differences. You're going to have arguments. Don't do it in front of the children. Next, have a safe word where you can walk away. If you're having a discussion and your partner says hippopotamus or whatever, that's right. Okay, we've agreed in advance. If either one of us says this, we turn and walk away.
How about F you?
I'm
leaving. Even in the height of a pandemic, yeah. I'm leaving you.
In theory, that all works. But, you know, in practice, if somebody says hippopotamus and you're like, oh, yeah, well, F you too.
Yeah.
Totally. Shove a hippopotamus up your ass.
By the way, speaking of Dr. Phil, his house was up for sale a few weeks or months ago. Did you guys see the pictures of how hideous his house is?
Really? You would think it would be gorgeous.
Or his son?
I thought it was him.
I thought it was his son's home that had the really straight. It was straight decorated in a really strange way.
It basically had like a the banister of the staircase looked like a snake.
Yeah, it's his son.
Oh, it is his son.
Yeah, he sold it.
Oh my god! Yeah.
He sold it to a local socialite. It just was on was for sale last month, and then it recently sold for $5.75 million.
Ooh. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's really ugly. It's really strange.
This big snake. And over here it looks like an iguana eating a refrigerator.
Yeah, in the dining room, there's all these assault rifles and assault weapons hanging on the walls.
On the wall.
And I'm like, I don't think it's Dr. Phil. But yeah,
what the hell does his son do for a living?
That's a good question.
His dad is Dr. Phil.
He's a leech.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't mind the bar area. It's pretty cool looking. I'm going to skip the dining room. But
the billiard room looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's very Elvis-y, you know what I mean?
You are so right. It's all you need is like the jungle room in the basement.
Yeah, yeah. You need like a black velvet tiger on the wall.
Where's my monkey, man? Where's my monkey?
Who was it? Remember, was it one of the Kardashians that did like the all-white house? Is that Kim?
Kim and they did this. I mean, they have gone as absolutely minimalistic as you can. And if you ever saw the George Lucas film THX-1138, where there's just... That's what it looks like.
So my friend,
there's no warmth to that house whatsoever.
My friend is currently doing that, and it's really? Is mainly white. There's a little bit of gray in it, but the entire house is white.
At some point, that's going to become boring.
I've got to believe.
I know you like it.
It looks like it always looks clean.
Yeah, it looks so good. I watch a lot of HGTV, and when they do like a white quartz countertop, but
that's what she has.
You do need like. A little bit of color, like a soft gray or something like that.
Well, that's what my friend is doing. So it's not completely white like the Kardashians where there was nothing there. There is a little bit of color in gray, I guess you could call it.
I to me, that looks so clinically antiseptic.
Yeah.
Doesn't look homemade.
No.
Awesome. Yeah.
Kath, I've been watching entirely too much HGTV. So much so that every time I'm watching, I go, I hate my house.
Yeah. You know, I do that all the time.
My floors are terrible. Oh, my God. My bathroom is the worst.
We're going to want you to come up with some project ideas.
Yeah.
As people are hunkering down to do at home.
So, we'll get to that in another conversation fully. But yeah.
Well, so I was curious about like contractors and plumbers and things like that. Like, are they able to? Is that what you were just talking about, Preston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so obviously projects are something people are working on. Hey, real quick, I want to do a shout out. It says, hey, guys, I have a quick question / favor. I want to see if there's a way that I can get a shout out or a raging butthole for my dad, Brian Hinderhofer.
Hinderhofer?
Not long ago, they found out he had cancerous polyps in his colon. Was told they needed to remove a third of his colon. Well, yesterday they went in, they took a chunk of his poop chute. And he's doing amazing. It would mean the world hearing it from his favorite radio show. He also introduced me to your show over 20 years ago. He's laid up in the hospital, resting, and with everything going on, no one can visit him. So a quick shout out would make my old man smile.
We'll do a shout out and a butthole. Do you have a case?
I got it.
Yeah. If you can help, it's much appreciated. Gadzooks, my friends. And that is from Jacob Hinderhofer. So here you go.
Wow.
Anything, make people happy. That's what we do. Speaking of making people happy and with people canceling their plans, you guys probably saw this. I thought this was kind of fun. Norma and Dave Trill had planned to celebrate the 53rd wedding anniversary on a 10-day cruise. The voyage was canceled. They were forced to stay home, but the 74-year-olds who live in Melbourne, Australia, figured out how to pretend they were on a cruise. Their daughter posted a video of them on Facebook that shows the couple sitting in chairs in their living room.
It's great.
With their feet propped up as they're watching a video of the ocean air on their television as it pulls back. At first, you think it's legit, and then it pulls back, and it shows they're just kind of sitting there pretending. The video also shows two rolls of toilet paper and what appears to be a minion wearing sunglasses and a bottle of hand sanitizer. So,
you know,
faking their way through it.
With that pressure, as the stuff moves along, things will present themselves to us and people will get clever about how they can do workarounds. And that'll help get through this even quicker when you find things to do that allow you to expend time and to turn this into a positive, like with home, activities, Corona activities.
You're talking about Corona activities?
Yeah.
Ooh. I think we're going to get to that list tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Kathy has made a list of Corona activities. And so if you've been...
I love it.
trying to find some new and interesting things to do. We'll have a list of those tomorrow, so you can add, to them already.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another Corona update. LVMH is prepping its perfume and cosmetics production sites to manufacture hydroalcoholic gel. That's so hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
So they're going to do that. So factories that produce perfume and makeup for brands like Christian Dior, Givenchy. Did I say it right?
Givenchy.
I don't know.
Givenchy.
Well, that's what I was called. It. Givenchy.
You got any of that Givenchy?
We'll be making hand sanitizer this week. The French luxury conglomerate will deliver the free disinfectant to French authorities and the Assistance Publique Hôpitaux de Paris.
Ah, the hospital of Paris. Shut up.
Yeah, the largest hospital system in Europe. And they said in a statement, through this initiative, LVMH intends to help address the risk of lack of production in France and enable a great number of people to continue to take the right action to protect themselves from the spread of the virus. So I guess, yeah, alcohol is a big part of perfumes and things like
it
that.
It absolutely
right?
is. Yeah. And so, and colognes, obviously the age-old thing was that, you know, you'd have winos would drink Aqua Velva.
Yeah.
Because it had a high alcohol content. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
and
they're going
to breath smell good.
And we mentioned it earlier, some of the local distilleries are going to be doing that as well. So everybody's kind of chipping in to help in that regard. And then I saw this other thing as well that kind of like we did with our March Sadness a little while ago, connecting people via FaceTime and so on. People are now hosting virtual reality happy hours. So that they can be drinking with people. I kind of did it last night.
Yes.
Sort of. I did
Did you have fun?
I did a Facebook Live. I had a blast.
Yeah.
I did Facebook Live, and it was St. Patrick's Day. Normally, Tuesday is not like a drinking day for me, but I'm like, you know what? St. Patty's Day. I was sick all last week. I feel better now. I feel like having a bev.
Yeah.
So I put on Facebook Live, and some other people grabbed a drink and joined me, and we just kind of chatted. It was cool.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day is a big holiday for my mom, and she always makes ham and cabbage and stuff, and usually my siblings would come over, and so we didn't do that last night, and I dropped off ham and cabbage to my sister's house, and then we FaceTimed and basically, you know, tried to eat dinner together.
You had a virtual meal together.
Yeah.
And there will be, you know, the next St. Patrick's Day, you'll have your meal and it'll be fine. But for this time, I think you made the right choice. Your mom's in the higher risk category.
Hey, what I didn't know until you actually told me about a case, and while I was off last week, and what we did just now with the March Sadness, was I did not know that FaceTime, you could conference in multiple screens and multiple people at the same time.
Yes, you can.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I don't know what it maxes out with, because I know Nick Murphy was going to check into it. And it's there are a number of services that will allow you to talk to multiple people. Did you see? I sent it over. It's a Google app add-on for Netflix, Preston. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
No, what is it?
Okay.
Yes. Where people can chat while watching a movie together.
So they have a group viewing party. Yes. Yeah.
Apparently that feature had been around, but nobody was really using it.
No one was using it.
And now?
They're using
it. You got a reason to use it?
Yeah. Because on Sunday I was trying to sync it up with people via my Instagram Live where we all went to Netflix at the same time and all watched a movie at the same time. And somebody had messaged me saying that they have this feature, and I was too lazy to look it up. So you can do it. You don't have to do it the hard way like I did it.
All right, Nick found this. It says Apple currently caps group FaceTime calls. How many people would you think? Just a guess as to how
20.
Many. 20. Okay, what do you guys think?
10.
I see the answer.
32.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's a party. That's a big party, actually.
Do you guys want to try and do our conference call tonight with FaceTime?
No.
Why are you guys such buttheads?
Because you're sitting at home. I'm always naked.
Yeah.
Well, because we already do it.
Yeah, I know.
Successfully. But, I mean, and Marissa doesn't have an iPhone.
I know. I'm trying to exclude her. I'm trying to force her into getting an iPhone.
Thanks, Case. And all the time.
You have an iPad, by the way.
I have Steve's iPad.
Well, it's your no. I got the iPad for the show. It is yours to do with as you feel fit.
Thank you. You guys, there's Zoom too, which you guys aren't familiar with.
Oh, I did my yoga class on it yesterday. Yeah.
Oh.
Explain Zoom for people who are unfamiliar, Marissa.
It's a video conferencing site, so you log in and you can have your video on or off. And you can have a whole bunch of screens up top. I do them like as weekly conference calls.
Yeah.
So there was like
a lot of schools are doing that, mm-hmm. like you just mentioned, Kathy. And my son's online classes are scheduled to start today. And his social studies teacher in particular is going to teach via Zoom.
A max out number do they have on it? Or
No. I mean, they're teaching classes this way.
Okay. Excellent.
Huh.
Okay. So at home, you have a large family. You want to just, and you can throw that up on your big TV at home, correct?
Yeah.
So you can have a lot of screens going and get, have family get togethers.
This is for Zoom. You guys probably don't remember.
I had a crush on one of the Zoomer girls.
Was she the Asian girl?
I think so, yeah.
Who did this thing?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Sorry, she would do this thing with her arms, which is really weird. Anyway.
It looked like, I don't know, but it was good.
It was like it was an optical illusion.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, anyway, that's for those of you in our studio audience.
You could have zoomed that out to many people.
I could have. Marissa?
Did any of you guys watch a Dropkick Murphys Facebook Live
concert
last night? No, because I was doing a Facebook Live video, and some people were like, you know, you're competing with the Dropkick.
It was Dropkick Preston.
Yeah. I was watching Love It or List It, Marissa, is your name.
I was watching it. It was really good. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were Facebook Live in Preston, or I would have watched that. It was great, except it was just so odd when they would, like, end the song.
And there was no applause.
And there was just nothing. There's literally one guy in the back you could hear laughing.
Laughing?
That was great, guys.
Laughing or cheering, or Ken was like, hey, Brian, can they hear that guy in the background? Okay, cool.
Like, I would say, so to that point, like we had Bono did a thing. I don't know if you could do it for Music News if you want, or you do it here, whatever.
I'll
you want.
Mention it, but yeah, I wouldn't mind playing it here. Steve, you know who was in the audience? It was the Tickling Butthole Band. Tickling
your butthole. Yeah. I like your music. I want to tickle your butthole.
What was that you said there?
I said I want to tickle your butthole. My finger. But when you're asleep, I like to tickle butthole.
You need to go, buddy.
Alright, so we have Bono singing.
Everybody's tickling buttholes.
This is Bono wrote a song about
St. Patrick's Day and how the empty streets of Dublin.
Alright.
And so he was moved to do this for St. Patrick's Day.
Our little postcards from Dublin. On St. Patrick's Day, little tune made up here about an hour ago. I think it's called Let Your Love Be Known. That's not to think. Yes, there was silence. Yes, there was no people here. Yes, I walk through the streets of Dublin, and no one was near. And I can't reach, but I can ring. You can't touch, but you can see across rooftops.
He was just kind of working on something.
Working
he's like,
on
you know what,
something.
I'll go ahead and share this. So.
It's time to get extra sad tonight. The streets are empty. Let's call it right.
Do you remember
kill myself in my house right now?
A little depressing.
You know, they canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade, obviously. But when we were there, they canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade. Steve, remember they had
open the mouth,
hand and foot,
hand and face, buttonhole. It was, and in fact, we went into we're going to get the sights and sounds of Ireland right from Ireland, St. Patrick's Day. And all the bars had the New York St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, it wasn't happening.
And in fact, they were playing Jamaican music in the authentic Irish pub.
Swear to God, he's not kidding. They were playing Bob Marley.
All right, so the beginning of that song sounded eerily similar to another song, and I can't place it. Can you play it again?
From the top.
Our little postcards from Dublin.
Dublin.
On the St. Patrick's Day. Little tune made up here.
Are you talking about just the progression of the piano?
Right from here on.
About an hour ago. I think it's called Let Your Love Be Known. That's not to think.
That's it.
Okay, so my text in, you're right.
Nights in white satin.
Yep. Yeah, sounds like
Nights in White Satin. This is a little one I call Nights in White Satin.
Yes. Yeah. Wrote it an hour ago.
Just wrote it off the top of my head. And here's one that could, sort of goes like this. We are Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Club Band. Oh, but that already exists, doesn't it? All right, here's another one I'll do. Tuesday afternoon.
The entire catalog.
He's like completely ripped. White Satin.
All right. Well, listen, I do want to take a break because I have some other music news stories, which we'll get to in a little bit, as well as some Bizarre File stories. So we are going to break and come back with those things in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us because we got more stuff to give away, too. Secret text word. Text word secret 39333. Giving away some beer from our friends at Sly Fox. We'll be back in a sec.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
You will love this, Kathy.
Yes.
You got this text from Susanna. It says, for the last few days, my kids, Charlotte and Caroline, who are 6 and 4 years old, have been playing Preston and Steve, and they keep fighting over who gets to be Kathy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's so funny.
I love that. They're playing Preston and Steve. Oh, my God.
God, I wonder what they're talking about.
I'd like to see that. If you have your kids enact the Preston and Steve show.
And film them.
Send it to us.
And send it to us. I would love.
We'll air it.
To see that happening. I never even thought of that.
If there's ever been a more efficient way to corrupt our nation's youth. That would be it.
Also, somebody says, hey, I'm loving the fact that you're using the information tabs on our radios to promote social distancing and reminding us to wash our hands. I didn't even know we were doing that. Well, yay us. That's nice. whoever sets that. So I guess it writes out on your screen.
Yeah.
Is that you, Marissa?
It is not.
Okay.
But it looks like this.
She came walking in and, yeah. All right. So on the little info sheet, it says, yeah, or not sheet, screen, whatever.
So when it comes up, can we put butthole up there?
If we have access to that, we could put
once the pandemic clears,
whatever we want,
we will take advantage of that.
And then speaking of buttholes, this text says, on this day 7 years ago, you guys busted an old boyfriend of mine on the toilet with an Irish pipe and drum band for his birthday. Thank you again for that. So
I don't remember that at all.
I don't either.
Was that a wake-up call?
It had to have been a wake-up call.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. Anyway, Bizarre File. Let's do this.
Now, WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
I think I may have mentioned this, but I was doing this Facebook Live thing last night, and somebody had mentioned, well, I bet the Bizarre File stories are great right now with coronavirus. And I said, you know what? It's actually one of the unexpected casualties of the of this whole outbreak has been the lack of goofy news stories coming up. I have a hard time finding them. I only found a handful last night. Thankfully, I hang on to a lot just in such occasions. It'll eventually come back around, but right now they're kind of tough to find.
Yeah.
But I'll keep doing my digging.
You do what you do.
How about this?
You do you.
What was intended to be a lesson in Revolutionary War history turned out to be a tutorial in why not to drive drunk for a presenter who police say showed up inebriated at Spofford Pond School in England. The judge ordered Dennis Cormier to submit a daily alcohol screening after he arrived at an elementary school wearing full regalia and registered a blood alcohol level of 0.2%. Yeah, that's pretty lit. Yeah, the 60-year-old was 30 minutes late to set up for his presentation to the sixth graders. He was unloading boxes from his car when he was asked to leave. The police chief said,
I got to teach the good kids today.
Said Brian Neely responded to the school at the request of the principal. When Neely asked Cormier if he had anything to drink, Cormier told him he only had coffee. Neely then observed Cormier put his hand into the right pocket of his vest. When the officer asked him to remove his hand, Neely reached into the pocket and retrieved an empty bottle of sea ice vodka. The breathalyzer test, he blew a 0.205%. Police said his eyes were glassy and bloodshot. And because Cormier told school faculty members he was stuck in traffic and that others saw him driving, they had probable cause to make an arrest and charge him with operating under the influence of alcohol.
What was the presentation on again? He was
the Revolutionary War.
A fifth of liquor and a tall Budweiser can were in plain view in his car as well. Whoops. One woman in southeast Portland, Oregon did not leave her local Chuck E. Cheese happy, and she's suing for damages. Asherina Scott was feeding tickets into a machine in exchange for prizes. You know, the ticket muncher.
That's how you redeem them.
All right. At one of the chain's Oregon locations, and her hair got caught in the equipment.
Oh, no. Oh my God. Oh, wow.
And she was left without any assistance for 20 minutes. Her hair was caught in that thing. As a result, she's suing CEC Entertainment for $1,000, citing negligence and insufficient warning signs.
She got a poster of Eric Estrada, though.
The complaint asks for $1,000 as well as a jury trial and the installation of more adequate signage in front of the machines.
Warning, might rip your hair off.
Her hair was stuck until defendant's employee was finally able to get it out, causing the plaintiff injuries, including pain, discomfort, distress, and headaches. So, got to be careful. Within hours of her release Monday from the county jail, authorities caught a Wichita woman inside the downtown historic county courthouse eating stolen Girl Scout cookies and blaring Cardi B. Authorities discovered Laura Christine Folo's nighttime caper when she pulled a fire alarm at 3 a.m. and drew the attention of courthouse security staff. Officers rushed to the building after the alarm sounded and found the 47-year-old inside rummaging through offices on the second and third floors. She was also scarfing down the cookies and playing music by the popular female rapper on a courthouse computer.
What's your sound?
Law enforcement promptly hauled her back to jail. She had been freed from the Sedgwick County Jail at about 10 p.m. Monday when she crossed Main Street and then broke into the historic courthouse through a window. So she was leaving jail, mm-hmm. went straight across to the courthouse and broke in and started eating the cookies and listening to Cardi B.
Now that's a plan.
Wichita police arrested and jailed her on Monday for shoplifting cell phones, screen protectors, and headphones from the Verizon store. So
I don't think she's getting it, right?
No, I don't think she quite understands it. And then we'll do one more story. The toilet paper drought is leading to costly drain blockages in Victorian sewers. Water and waste service provider Colabin Water said on Tuesday, the flushing of toilet paper alternatives is creating wastewater spills of up to 20,000 liters. Supermarkets across Australia have sold out of toilet paper as people panic buy. When people turn to tissues, wet wipes, and even paper towels when they visit the loo, an extensive and expensive cleanup will follow, and they're having issues with this in Australia. Most of these products are designed to absorb water, not break down.
Yeah.
And they block the system and cost customers money.
So, like, drapes and things, as we said before.
Don't flush them.
Yeah, shoes.
The company reminds... Yeah, flip-flops. Remember
yeah, flip-flops.
The company reminds customers only the three P's can be flushed. Pee, poop, and toilet paper. The company estimated the consequence of sewer spills to cost around $1.4 million of customer money each year. So they're reminding people only flush toilet.
The three P's, right?
Three P's. Kinda.
Yeah, sort of.
PP.
And a T. Yeah.
And there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre
Love
call this morning. By the way, we got a an email from Anthony, who is our... Or no, it says here... Hold on. We got an email from two of our March Sadness winners. One of them says, hey, Marissa, this is from Anthony. Had a great time today in the B-ball tournament in light of everything that's going on in the world right now. That was really great, and it was awesome to laugh and participate in the event. I love the station. You guys are the best. Good luck and stay healthy. So that's from Anthony, who won. He won the whole thing.
Nice.
Or, is he the one who won?
Yeah, he's one.
Yep.
He's one of the winners.
And then James, the guy who called from work, he wants a rematch.
Okay. Oh, listen.
Yep.
Wow.
We are in the early stages of the sport that is sweeping the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be developments. I would listen around the clock to make sure that you don't miss a moment.
Yep.
24/7.
Around the clock.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
At least have someone listening.
Right.
Exactly.
You do like a phone chain. Yeah.
Since you're all at home, perhaps in shifts.
It's not just the nation either, right? I mean, like, there's not a lot of sports in the world right
now. Yeah, agreed. I didn't want to be quite that bold this morning, but yeah, it may very well have been the only sport in the world
right.
taking place.
I mean, wow.
And if it was the world.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It's amazing.
Universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't go universe. Maybe just galaxy. Stick to the galaxy.
Well, we don't know because we don't know. What there could be, I mean, we you know, certainly at some point we believe a disease wiped out the aliens on Mars. Right. That's why they had to come here. You saw that documentary.
But solar system, for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
There's nobody else playing sports in the solar system.
Yeah, let's not be pompous.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment, and we'll see if you've been paying attention this morning. We'll have a lesson question. We'll do trash. We'll do music news and those things. Stay with us.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush at PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
And as I've said throughout the morning, it's a beautiful-looking day. Looking at sunny skies right now. Some clouds coming in later on. The high's going to be about 60 degrees.
Crazy temperatures coming up, right?
Yeah, morning tomorrow, a little bit of rain, and then a high of 60. And then Friday, cloudy and 75. So not too bad. But by the weekend, we're dipping back down. And by the time we get to Sunday, we won't even get out of the 40s. So
all right.
It's this up-and-down thing. But we'll take 75 on Friday, man. Nothing wrong with that at all. Today's lesson question. The prize we have is MLB The Show, The Show 20. Almost said 2.0, The Show 20. And we need the correct answer to this question if you've been listening. We have a couple of good things we could go with. All right, so you said this very quickly, Steve, but let's try this. The Bachelor is afraid to go outside because he doesn't want to encounter what? Not the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? 215-263-WMMR. The Bachelor is afraid to go outside because he doesn't want to encounter what? It's not the pandemic, but if you heard it, it was something like that. 215-263-WMMR is the number. And while you are calling in to win, we will do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And what do we have this morning, Steve?
Well, the Archduke of Austria, Karl von Habsburg, is the first royal to be diagnosed with the coronavirus. Habsburg says he knows many are disappointed that he is the first royal to be diagnosed and says he tried desperately to get a more famous royal infected.
Oh, my God.
Jared Leto was completely unaware of the coronavirus pandemic while he was on a 12-day silent meditation in the desert. We talked about this. Leto says the closest he came to any communication of any kind was when he was tripping on peyote and a roadrunner told him a racist joke.
Hey!
And finally, Catherine McVie and David Foster have announced that they're going live on Instagram every day to perform shows for fans who are stuck at home. Fans have immediately responded en masse, with many of them saying, that's okay. And that's your Hollywood track.
All righty. Let's see what we can find on the phones if somebody knows the answer to this question. The Bachelor's afraid to go outside because he doesn't want to encounter what? It's not the pandemic. So I'll go to Aaron for the answer. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Hey, bitches, what's happening?
Yo, bud. All right, want to know what the Bachelor's afraid to go outside of because he doesn't want to encounter this. What is it?
Pancetta.
You're correct, Aaron. Hang on a second.
He's scared of it. He's just scared.
I love pancetta.
It's awesome.
So good. All right, Aaron, we're going to give you MLB The Show 20. Experience quicker batting, pitching, and fielding. An expansive RPG experience. New showdown and league modes. And for the first time ever, full minor league roster MLB The Show 20. It's what your baseball dreams are made of. Welcome to the show. Rated E for everyone. You can get it now at theshow.com.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music View on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! Let me get my stories here.
Stories at the ready.
Let me go with this one. The organizers of three major rock festivals, all scheduled to take place in May, Sonic Temple, Welcome to Rockville, and Epicenter, say that they are, quote, assessing the situation very carefully with regards to whether
the festivals can go forward.
They're considering the pancetta.
They are considering the pancetta, yes. Epicenter is scheduled to take place May 1st through the 3rd in Concord, North Carolina. Welcome to Rockville, May 8th through the 10th, Daytona Beach. Sonic Temple, May 17th through the 19th, Columbus, Ohio. Now, Metallica is slated to headline Epicenter and Welcome to Rockville, doing two sets at each event. The band pulled out of Sonic Temple so that James Hetfield can attend a recovery-related event following his stint in rehab last fall. Red Hot Chili Peppers and Tool have taken the band's place on that bill. And a number of festivals, including Coachella, South by Southwest, have already been canceled. So, not to throw anything out there, but we've had many questions about MMRBQ, and I'm certain assessments are taking place as we speak. So we have no answers for you at this point. Obviously, if you got tickets, hang on to them. And
I
if something comes up, we'll let you know.
Last night, Preston, on Twitter, a make-good show that if we aren't able to do it, and we're not saying we're not, we're going to find out how everything goes with the RBQ. What about a night called Kathy Romano Sings Eddie Money?
Oh.
In like October or November. And the audience, the Twitter reaction was very positive for it.
Yeah, what would you think of that, Kathy?
Yeah, sure. I'll invite my friends. We'll sing together.
We could actually, the suggestion was to make it a double bill. I sing the James Bond catalog, the songs of James. That's a hell of a show.
It is.
Love it. I love it. Let me move along. When Tool and Allison Chains toured together on 1993, just like a Ronnie said. Did I get you?
That was good. That was good. Perfect. Exactly how we do it.
All right. I'll come back to that story in a minute. It was. I have a coronavirus went up next, and it wouldn't have been appropriate to do it in there. Right. So Andrew Watt, who produced, co-wrote, and played guitar on Ozzy Osbourne's new album, Ordinary Man, says that he has tested positive for COVID-19 coronavirus. Watt said that he received his test results on Monday after first showing signs that he was ill back on March 6. He's unsure how he got the virus. He wrote, 12 days ago, I started feeling like I was hit by a bus, couldn't move out of my bed for days, started to run a fever. I was seen by a doctor at my house who told me that I am positive for the regular flu, and there's no way that I could have COVID-19 as I haven't left the country, and all I do is go to the studio and go straight home. I told my friends I had been working with and anyone close to me that I'm laid out with the flu and quarantined myself. None of them even had a sniffle. Watt says that the chills, sweats, and fever did not stop despite the medication, and that he developed a cough. He wrote, I immediately rushed to the emergency room, begged to be tested for COVID-19 as this flu was not subsiding. I was turned down for the test because of federal regulations. A private doctor was finally able to test me himself, and yesterday afternoon came back positive COVID-19.
Yeah.
Watt added that his fever has abated and his appetite has returned, but that he finds it difficult to breathe as a result of developing pneumonia. He remarked, I'm 29 years old. I'm a healthy young man, and I'm going to get through this no matter what. I'm going to make a full recovery, but there are so many people in my life and in the world that could possibly not get through this due to their age and or compromised immune system. Watt wrote that people must stay inside, stay sanitized, and added that to have a mentality, I'm young, this can't affect me, is just straight up stupid and so dangerous to everyone around you. So, cautionary tale. All right, Jacoby Shaddix has confirmed that the band, Papa Roach, has plans to celebrate the 20th anniversary of its breakthrough album, Infest, this year, but has declined to spell out exactly what's involved. He vaguely suggested that the band could be re-recording material from the Infest days, saying, we just did some re-recording of the earlier music. There's some remixes and that kind of stuff, just because we're out of contract with the old music. He also hinted that the same documentary that bassist Tobin Esperance spoke about in an earlier interview, and he said, we're putting together a piece, kind of a look back to the years and recap those moments. So maybe a documentary is taking place. When Tool and Alice in Chains toured together on the 1993 edition of Lollapalooza, late Alice in Chains singer Layne Staley would occasionally join Tool on stage for the title track from Tool's 1992 EP, Opiate.
That's pretty cool.
They did the same thing at Lollapalooza, a post-Lollapalooza festival in Hawaii on August 15th, 1993, where a fan caught the collaboration on video, and so that footage has now surfaced online.
Huh.
So you want to see Layne Staley performing with Tool, that's now available. That's pretty cool. We played this earlier. Bono uploaded a new piano ballad for the people of Italy who are currently quarantined due to coronavirus. He posted a message to fans on the band's Instagram account saying, for the Italians who inspired it, for the Irish, for anyone who this St. Patrick's Day is in a tight spot and still singing, for the doctors, nurses, careers of the front line, it's you we are singing to. And he said on film, a little postcard from Dublin on the St. Patrick's Day, a little tune made up here about an hour ago.
This one is for all of us, and we're just on a big ball floating through space. It's called Space People.
Take us to space, so they don't come from here. These are the Space People.
So that's a new one from Bono. And then the Rolling Stones postponed the band's upcoming No Filter. North American stadium dates. Fans are urged to hold on to their tickets pending further news regarding rescheduled shows. So far, no makeup dates have been announced. And just for a trip down memory lane, we have Kathy's Just Like Ronnie Sen messages.
I look look for a full-blown concert announcement soon.
And this is, I believe it's my friend calling me, my friend Amy.
Okay.
She used to live in Colorado. She's since moved back, but this is how we would call each other.
Just like Ronnie Sen. Just like Ronnie Sen. See my little baby, my little I'll be back. Bye.
End of message.
Just like I wanna say, be my little baby, my darling. What?
End of message.
Just like a runner said. I said it just like a runner said. Be my little baby.
End of message.
I'm not sure if you've heard, but just like a runner said. Just like a runner said. Didn't know if you heard what he said, so call me back. Bye.
End of message.
I said it just like a runner said.
End of message.
I can feel you breathe. I can feel your heartbeat faster, faster. Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go till you see the light. Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a writer said. Be my little baby. Be my little darling. I feel hungry.
End of message.
Hey, it's me. What are you doing this weekend? Just like a writer said. Just like a writer said.
Those are some of the best things in life.
Yeah.
Those little things that you thing do. That you share with that person.
With that one person, right? Mm-hmm.
You heard about those guys who had like a 20-year game of tag going
sure.
on.
Yeah. They made a movie out of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Schindler's List.
Yeah. No, it was that was called, not it was the called movie. Tag.
Yeah, he kept the list of people he was playing tag with. Am I misremembering that?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Dear God.
Yeah. Who's on your list? Who's playing the game?
That's a terrible version.
Tad.
Don't play that game.
What were you going to say?
I don't. Just move on.
Does she call you anymore? Kathy?
Yes, she has since moved home, so we actually get to see each other more often. But yes, she will still call him, and we still have that. When he died,
tell her to leave the message.
I will,
again, please.
Yeah. I will. When he died, she like messaged me and was like, "Oh my God, this is how do we honor him?"
Just like Ronnie said,
kind of. I like that, Kate.
Just like Ronnie said. All right, we need to take a break, and we need to get a winner for the secret text word. So, Kathy, what number caller you want to go with today?
I am going to go with caller number 6.
All right, caller number 6, 215-263-WMMR. You need to know the secret text word. So, let's get you on board. We'll take a break and come back and ready to wrap things up and give that away, too. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
We're about ready to wrap for the day.
Preston, do you notice outside our windows here, the construction workers are performing a Cirque du Soleil routine. They've got, actually they replaced a window that was broken, but they all have these harnesses hooked up to keep them falling out the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks kind of interesting. Yeah. It is a little bit distracting, I have to say.
Well, all right, I would like to get a winner for our secret text for this morning. We were looking for caller number 6. We have a caller number 6, and that caller is Matt. Good morning to you, Matt.
Yes, President. How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. Thank you. All right, Matt Bo, what is the secret text word, please?
It is suds.
Suds, yes.
Beer is good. 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 Let's go drink some beer.
So we got a case of beer for Matt. We are going to give him a case of Sly Fox.
Pikeland Pils, a classic Pilsner brewed with German and Czech hops for a crisp, dry beer that pairs well with any springtime get-together. And Sly Fox Fixed Tap Rooms are open to provide beer, and food to go. And our other winner is Erica Deaver from Douglasville, PA. So, Erica. Erica is also going to get the case of Sly Fox. So thank you.
Which is a beer.
It is apparently beer.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you to our brave competitors this morning for March Sadness.
Sensational new sport. Surely you've heard about the sport that we've determined is the only sport being played in the world.
That is correct. Now, I've forgotten everybody's names. It was Paul and Anthony, for sure.
And James and Jugdish?
And Jugdish and Lonnie.
And Clayton. but they were great. It was a lot of fun, and I can't believe the technology worked out. I mean, I shouldn't say it that way because Nick Murphy was behind it, and he's a very dependable guy.
But we are part of it, and when we are part of it, it Fs up. So people, even people who are wonderful and competent get tainted by their association with us.
Did I say Anthony? I meant Andrew. Sorry.
Anthony
was in there. Yeah. Okay.
He won.
Anthony and Paul and Andrew and the other guy.
Yeah. Jugdish and Lonnie.
James.
Yeah.
James. So thank you, guys. It was a lot of fun. We'll have to do that in some capacity again sometime.
Oh, we're going to explore all the boundaries.
Yeah. Pierre Robert is here. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you.
Wonderful.
Lovely day outside.
Nice. We could use a lovely day.
You know, CNN has this great show on Sunday mornings on the media. It's called Reliable Sources, and they study the media coverage of the news and do so pretty objectively. And at the end of it, the host, this guy Brian Stelter, said, "Now we're talking about social distancing. He said, "But here's an idea. With all the social media that we have, let's stop saying that. Let's just say physical distancing, because socially we still can hook up." And I really like that. I thought that made a lot of sense.
That's an interesting look at it, yeah.
So, I mean, physically, we can't, all seven of us sleep in the same bed anymore.
No. I have a new word for it.
Yeah.
PUD. Right, Preston?
PUD's a great word.
We've been trying to bring back PUD in some form or another.
Yep.
And now we can call that the where you use social media to connect without necessarily being physical. We're putting.
That's a movie with Paul Newman.
It's HUD.
I know. I was just seeing if you're paying attention.
HUD.
I like that idea because, honestly, we're going to rely on that more and more now as, these artists, stepping up and providing content. And
right, what a PUD. I just love saying that word.
Like Marissa, I watched the Dropkick Murphy show last night, and it was great. At 7 o'clock, they broadcast from somewhere, I don't know where it was, in Boston, and they did a whole set and played three new songs, including a funny, cool new one called Mick Jones Nicked My Pudding. One of their friends had been in a studio where Mick Jones from The Clash was also recording, and he went to the refrigerator in the kitchen of the studio, and Mick Jones was eating his pudding. And he said, "We had a song in 20 minutes."
That's cool.
Mick Jones nicked my pudding.
Nice.
I love that.
But they did a great, great set, and Marissa was right. Every so often you'd hear the crew clapping in the background. But, kudos to them for, caring enough about their fans. They've been doing St. Paddy's shows for 24 years in Boston, their hometown, and so they didn't stop the tradition. So there you
That's
go.
Cool.
Do you think when this is settled, because we've talked about this, we've been talking about, and we obviously we keep saying it because it's a mantra well worth repeating, that we will get through this and we'll get out of this, right? And they'll this is not the first pandemic that we've had, and there'll be more, sadly, but this may reset things in certain ways, like, for example, with the delivery of movies that are being released and if people want to access them for a certain price at home. Concerts, perhaps. There may be a new way to present concerts to people, that vis-a-vis different routes. That, there may be a reconsidering of how the business is conducted in general, in ways to access things.
I would find that a sad day if that comes to pass. I like a communal gathering. I like the communal gathering of a concert. I get the value of watching a movie at home, but I like going to a movie theater. I like people working not at home, but in a communal workspace.
Yes. No. There's a lot to be lost on some level, but for some people, for the percentage of people, you'll always have that feel, need to be around other people and consume something with other people and get the reaction. But you know, to provide options for people who aren't necessarily able to do that, you know.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. Yeah. We shall see.
Yep. We also need to see what the letter is, if you're ready for that.
I am.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
R as in rock and roll.
All right, two more letters to go. Then you get the 4-pack of reserve seats to see Incubus with 311 and Bad Flower Sunday, August 23rd, BB&T Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now. You can get complete details at the MMR concert calendar, WMMR.com. Kathy, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, it's something we can talk about tomorrow. I'll bring it up to you guys later.
I just said she looked like she wanted to talk about something.
You talk about Corona activities?
Well, yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be in
a nice. Where did that come from?
Oh, it's a new feature.
Kyle, our jingle maker.
Wow.
Kyle McCarty. Things that you can do while you are holed up if you have to be.
By the way, Steve, I loved yesterday when you referred to the experience you've been through with cancer and looked at it now in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And it's a great perspective. We've all had crises in our lives. We've all had huge bumps in our roads of our travels. And when we've gotten through them and gotten to the other side, we go, well, wait a minute. I did that. And it's now back there in the rearview mirror. So similarly, we can do this.
Yes, true.
That was a really good point.
Always good to remember. Thank you.
What is on the program today, sir?
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Sure.
I will have a workforce block of Alice in Chains. Jerry Cantrell has a birthday. I've got a Cinderella block. Jeff LaBar of that band has a birthday. Almost scratched my nose, but you're not supposed to touch your face. And
Nick scratch his nose.
Come here. Come here.
Give Nick a light beer. He'll do it then. And then I've got a block of the Talking Heads, and I'm going to play a couple of songs from the David Byrne production on Broadway.
Oh, cool.
Which is just brilliant. And I did see the last day, as I told you about, and I've got the soundtrack, and there's some really, really cool versions of great Talking Heads songs.
Did you see him on SNL a few weeks ago?
I missed that.
It was great. It was so well done, and he did two songs, and I don't know if they mirror, because I have not seen the live production, and who knows when I will see the live production, but it just was really well done, and just reinforce the fact that I'm a Talking Heads fan. It was cool to see that stuff again.
So many great songs.
Yeah. By the way, did we find the clip of Pat's Chili Dogs?
Yeah.
Because you might want to use this because you talk about Cinderella.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I have to get to it again.
All right, no problem. Yeah.
It won't take me very long.
And forward it over to me.
Yes.
Anything?
You don't have it?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's, no, the band Cinderella did a jingle for, here it is. Yeah, it was a hot dog joint in Philly called, or it might have been in Delaware County. Yeah, called Pat's Chili Dogs.
Wow.
And they actually did it. They created a jingle for them.
Wow.
Yeah, we're watching the video of it right now.
It's pretty wild, isn't it? All right. Good. Thank you.
Anything else?
Talking Heads, Alice in Chains, and Cinderella, and that's where we're going.
I love
it.
All right, let me thank our sponsor. Preston and Steve show's been brought to you today by St. Mary Medical Center on a mission to solve cardiovascular problems. stmaryhealthcare.org. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do a check-in with Bert Kreischer. We've been spending a lot of time with Bert Kreischer, but we just would like to, we're calling in friends, see how they're doing, what's going on, how's their life being impacted. So we'll talk to Bert tomorrow. His special just came out on Netflix.
Absolutely.
And Jack Osborne is going to be checking in with us tomorrow, too. So we'll have those things and more with your Corona activities and more. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow, my friend.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
You know what I've noticed in the midst of all of this craziness? When you go to the supermarket, the one thing that remains true and present on each aisle is mushroom-flavored tomato sauce. What?
Why does nobody like that?
Next message.
Steve, you make every day here so much brighter because of the fact, man.
Next message.
There's about five other cars on the road today, and I have to be behind the one doing 30.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.